Hey, hey. Howdy. How do?
Duck, are you auto-recording as usual?
I should be. Yes, I am.
All right, then I'm not going to crank up recording. Now you make me feel guilty.
I'm recording.
Oh, okay. Then we're good. As long as we have one backup.
All right.
Jason?
I'll stick with my tradition of being part of the non-recording posse.
Hey, nice. You know,
that's fair.
You've got your thing. I wouldn't want to deny
some of us have.
So how do I tell?
I found my niche.
Or cabals.
Cabals, that's right.
Exactly. I love cabal. It sounds so dirty.
Yeah. So how do I tell if this is the call that also has Ty on it? Because it says...
It is.
He can join in, but he looks like he didn't answer your initial call. But
yeah, he's. I don't think he's online yet.
I don't think he is. I just threw it out there. So
I've never upgraded my Skype. Or like, you know, when everybody started bitching about it, I'm like, do you want to upgrade? No. So I'm still like on the version from 6 months ago.
At very first blush, it looks like cool and modern and is devoid of a lot of functionality.
It's trash. It's garbage.
Yeah.
And the big difference between this and Mumble is that it saves it to a WAV file, right? Which is
that's just the way Mumble is. There's nothing intrinsic about Mumble that would make you have to save it to a WAV file. That's just how they decided to program it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it does have push-to-talk, which is sometimes beneficial, but I think for RPGs especially, it's nice to just have a hot mic.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Mitch got me to use Discord the other night.
How did that go?
Yeah.
Epic of the Peloponnesian War. It seemed that there was an initial frightened, confused. It wasn't that. It was just kind of the interface. Wasn't used to it. What he likes about it, I think... is that you basically create a room, for lack of a better term, and you have to worry about adding people in. They can just jump into the room. So potentially it's a little bit easier. And I guess it's integrated so you could theoretically, although I guess you could do it with Skype, like put files and images and stuff up in your conversation. So
does it have a recording feature built in?
I didn't mess around with it that much to figure like, out. So yeah.
Maybe not.
Is Discord what all the cool kids who used to use TeamSpeak use now?
It's like the hipster Slack.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I think I agree with that assessment, but I do think it supports more video stuff. I'm not sure how much Slack does with video and audio communication. So
yeah, Slack's more chat focused.
Yeah, Discord's kind of a combined chat, text chat, audio, video chat combined setup. So
I just created an AA Cabal Discord channel in case you guys were.
All right. AA Cabal. I already have a Discord account because there's like some anime stuff.
Because RPGs. Oh, yeah. See, all mine's like Dungeon World. And...
No, I didn't even know. All right, answer. Why don't you search?
So how's everybody's sinus infection treating them?
Oh, for sure. I'm drinking a hot toddy, if that tells you anything.
Nice.
There we go.
I forget about the hot toddy sometimes.
It's a good drink.
It's a fucking awesome drink. And when
it's not just for being sick, either.
It's true. Yeah. I like the hot liquids. I should remember it more.
I am surprisingly healthier than I felt in quite some time. I think all those antibiotics I've been on the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a D-snip.
I think that's what it is. I mean, I have no sinus infection. My shit's even solid. Oh, sorry. I didn't.
That never happens to me.
And no drippy. Oh, I know. I'm telling you. It's like everything is just working.
Wow. Maybe it's all the purges you're doing.
Maybe.
It's getting negative influences out. So Ty is running late. So he suggested we get started. I'm thinking we might see him in about 20 minutes, what it looks like.
All right.
Would we like to get started?
I'm gonna be a little lispy today.
All right.
So I do have my pop filter up, so it should catch some of it.
All right.
How's your phlegm, Jason?
Phlegm is good. I'm also on a shit ton of antibiotics and some kind of weird mouthwash that since my surgery, my mouth feels like I'm gargling with boiling water every day. So it has that nice like burnt feel.
Really good, yeah.
So I can't taste much.
Yeah, that's probably the downside.
Which is fun. Yeah.
Good times. Why don't we do this then?
Goomanera.
How come Dalen has 6 XP and Lev has 1?
You probably spent yours.
You spent yours.
Have I spent all?
Because you spend 4 or 5 to get the next upgrade. Maybe you haven't done it yet.
He has not. I actually finished our last episode on the way home from work today.
Nice.
Sammer, you are just awesome.
What's that?
We knew that.
I sometimes don't appreciate it until I listen back to how awesome Sammer is.
It's very annoying as it's happening. And then is it one
in
of those?
In retrospect.
It's not even that. It's just in the moment, I'm juggling all the behind the scenes stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I'm not even necessarily fully appreciating what's already transpired. I'm trying to get us to the next stage.
I'm surprised the pace at which you guys are – I mean, you guys are doing a serious number of RPGs right now. Yeah. I'm only in, I think – hey, did Duck – you said you did one yesterday, today, and tomorrow?
No.
Or something like – oh, no,
you had picked 2 days in the next, weeks, and they just happened to fall.
Okay.
2 different RPG nights. I'm not doing more than 2 a week for RPGs.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's totally under control. I could stop it anyway.
Okay.
I know, I'm the same way.
I love Jason's reading catalog now. I'm actually enjoying his Goodreads post because now he's half his stuff is like RPG games. I was like, I wanted to ask you. How did you find the patrol one on Goodreads? Did you post it yourself or was it already there?
Yeah, it wasn't there, okay. So I put it on. It has an ISBN, so it's a fair entry.
I was feeling kind of guilty posting up. I was like, should I post up rules and stuff like that? Do I get credit for that?
Hey, dude.
You do.
You see what I post on Goodreads?
That's true.
But the problem is, if I don't put it there in a year and a half, I'm not going to remember that I read it.
Why do we post on Goodreads? So I can remember what the hell I've read before.
Right.
True.
I seem to remember this high school romance manga. Have I read it?
Sorry, Rex. Rex is trying to skim through the banter session of this.
No,
I'm good.
Time, oh, okay.
It's a hallowed tradition of the cabal.
Yeah,
it is. And I was going to actually respond to your steaming through RPG stuff. So for me, what I'm finding is I'm enjoying RPGs more than traditional wargaming right now because the RPGs are multiplayer, so I get to spend more time with more people.
It's true.
So there's, I mean, I'm sure that I'm just binging on 30 years of pent up RPG desire and nerddom.
And are you reading anything else right now?
What am I reading right now? Been kind of on an Appendix N kick.
Nice.
I've noticed. Mm. Yep,
For our listeners at home, Appendix N is a reference to the original Dungeons & Dragons reading list, for lack of a better term, which was contained in Appendix N. So it's a lot of classic sword and sorcery fiction. So I'm bouncing back and forth between Elric and Farford and the Grey Mouser right now. So
The Appendix N is in Dungeon Crawl Classics, but it's about it's what the original Dungeons and Dragons was based on.
It's also in the it's in the at least the AD&D GM DM guide.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was in the original DM guide. That's where the whole shtick came from. Gygax said, "Here are all my sources of inspiration to a greater or lesser extent." And there's a couple of good podcasts that actually work through the list and doing 45 minute to hour segments on each of the books.
Have you read any of the Vance stuff? The Vance stuff is excellent.
I have not.
It would go well with Numenera, I think. Because it's all about the dying Earth. That's his big thing. And it's, there haven't been 9 worlds per se, but it's far in the future and shit's different.
What's the name of that?
It's called The Dying Earth. And it's by Jack Vance. There's a whole bunch of stories set in that.
And the D&D magic system is ripped directly from it.
Right, yeah. It's often called Vancian.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I never even thought about it for Numenera. The fiction I was reading that was Numenera-related was the Gene Wolfe Book of the Dying Sun series. Mm-hmm. And I just found it was interesting.
It's
but I found
dry,
it to be a
little
bit of a slog.
Yeah, I had the same. I didn't get. I got in and stopped.
I'm a good chunk through the first book, and I haven't touched it in a couple of years.
Speaking of RPG reading material, are you anybody? I know. I think Duck is. Have you seen that damn Kickstarter for DCC?
Yeah, I'm
magazine.
I'm in.
That looks pretty good.
You gotta be on Slack more, Samer. Come on. Sorry.
No. That's where I saw it.
Yeah. No, that was me. That was my
point. Yeah.
No, I went in. I'm getting all three.
I got it from you.
The back orders, yeah.
Yeah, it looks really cool. Yeah. I wish they had something like that for Traveler. And that would be kind of cool. I know they've got that Traveler freelance magazine or something like that. But that it's a little too. I don't know. I don't know. I kind of like what. I don't know. I'm sure it's. Maybe I need to read more.
It looked good. No, I like the DCC stuff. I think on the Lasers and Liches. It was an early bird, so I jumped in. But I was like reading it later. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. I was so excited for it, but
but it's too everything.
What is the appeal with DCC? It just seems like it's just a straight up old school. Just simple dungeon crawler kind of thing. Is that basically?
You just said what the draw is.
Is that what it is?
Simple. I love the art. It's just the nostalgia.
The magic system is bananas.
Yeah, the magic system looks really cool. And just just being able to play like old school D&D is not so bad.
I need to get into one of those funnel sessions. That seems pretty cool.
The things I like about it, Samer, are, and I kind of made a side comment because this Laser and Liches thing brought up the 5th edition. I don't have a background in Dungeons & Dragons, but I just feel like Dungeons & Dragons at this point in time is a mix between a system and a body of – a canon of assumed and accepted settings and characters and backstory and all of this that you're really going all in that world. If you play it, even if you don't want to go all in that world, it's just kind of all wrapped in there. And what I like about DCC is it calls back to this older idea in this older fiction that's more short story driven. There doesn't have to be an epic campaign. There doesn't have to be a tightly woven 14 session super story arc that everyone is going to know and experience. And if that's what you want, that's cool. But I just kind of like the idea with DCC that you can take an adventure and run it and you're done. It was just a cool adventure and crazy stuff happened. And maybe those characters do something and maybe you just play completely different characters the next time. Cool. And the magic system is bananas. So
cool.
So you get a similar system without the baggage of it being capital D, capital D, D&D,
Right.
What's the difference between that and, like, the mutant, the MCC? I mean, is it really?
That's Gamma Roll.
Oh, that's basically Gamma World.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a new post-apocalyptic nuclear future.
Yeah. Same system, just get what Gamma World is to D&D. Kind
of different. Yeah, I haven't read it. Have you read it, Jason? I've been waiting for my book.
I got a nice hardbound Kickstarter or some kind of thing about to drop.
Yeah, their art is good.
Yeah, their art is exactly what you want sometimes.
And their art direction is good. I think that's a subtle side point to that.
Yeah.
The individual art works, but then what they weave together, it's just really very immersive. So, anything else we can do, Sammer?
So, Duck, you're getting all the damn PDFs.
I am. Yeah, I will. Okay. I will. You know.
But not the soft covers.
A little slow right now.
I am getting both.
You really had to ask that, Rex.
Well,
especially if I don't do Lasers and Liches. I mean, that's $80 right there. I got to spend some money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have some T-shirts you can buy.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm just going to send you money. I got too many T-shirts.
T-shirts could eat up valuable game space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's easier just to send you money. I'll probably do that. Which is fine. I don't mind doing that either.
All right. Let's see if we can't drift this.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
I was giving Ty. I was trying to give Ty some chance here.
All right, he'll get in.
Mm-hmm.
Would someone like to recap our last session?
I just listened, so I think I can.
He wasn't even here. Wow.
Should I just read it straight from the sheet?
Sure. Did we? Who even wrote this? Was it me? I think it was me.
It must have been you. Yeah. Or here's what we could do. Jason, I'll give you some license to recap from the point of view of Rimmonel, since we didn't really get the point of view of Rimmonel. I kind of stepped in for Rimmonel, but I tried to do it in an external way. Like, this is what Rimmonel does, this is what she says, versus what's Rimmonel's thinking. So, and you can retcon a little bit if you want to in the recap.
I think you had her pretty well pegged. I did listen all the way through, but I only listened to the last like 90 minutes today. After the tussle with the fiance, I can't even remember exactly how they got down there or how we got down there, but,
it was the Close Encounters of the Third Kind music. I heard the music, right? There was the keypad. Because Lev sweet talked Ravenna. Is it Ravenna?
Mm-hmm.
To you, Ravenna.
To you, she's Ravenna. To me, she's Ruru.
Ruru. And she told us about the secret panel. We opened the secret panel, and it like made noises, and I recognized it as that music from the field. It was Hamlet's brightest hour.
Yeah.
And, so we press the buttons and open the trap door through which
there's bad stuff.
Yeah, well, Mila was apparently standing on it, which was not good. So don't forget the part where like Hamid's like God, like I get guilted into going down there because Rimmonel looks at me with big anime fucking eyes,
doe eyes.
Yeah. All right, sorry.
And I hope you make an alien reference to what we fell into.
Yeah, it was definitely an egg egg farm. And Mila and Lev got infected with, as Lev so eloquently put it, nodules. I realize Sammer likes the word nodule.
I do.
And then there were Defenders, which is the cover art for the module, that were attached to their spines. And then went and spoke to a weird snake thing. Very Eldritch Horror-ish with the tentacles and the Tremors three-pronged jawline. Rex did some great role playing as the hissy creature. I believe
very convincing.
Devola was its name, and it is Nagina, I believe, was what it's called. Mm-hmm. They made a deal with the Nagina that we would help try to at least hinder the insidious choir, and in return, Devola would try to remove the defenders. I think and I'm going to say she.
I think we were more coerced. I don't think we were really.
Well, yeah. It was that or die.
Exactly.
Is she taking the defenders off and taking the eggs out, or just taking the defenders off?
Well, to clarify, there is a two. Each nodule has two subparts, for lack of a better term. There's the defender, and its function is to defend the nodule. And one way that it'll do that is if it perceives a threat, it'll attempt to fuse with the threat and create a relationship with the threat, where the threat now, in fact, wants to protect the nodule. The nodule itself is the growing life form that ultimately will go through the stages and become a Devola-like creature if it were to survive. Let's just use the word hatch. You know, once it hatches, it goes out into the world, and assuming it lives long enough and it survives, then it will become another Devola.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. The downside is alien. Yeah. So that
we never discussed how
longer gestation period.
Yeah.
Right.
We never discussed how it actually gets out of the body.
It's a surgical procedure, but Devola does not have the necessary tools. But if you do her...
No, in the normal life cycle.
In the normal life. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Talking about the defender or...
No, the little nodule. No, the defender,
gross.
Yeah.
Hedge... I'm just going to assume that at some point in this process, y'all more carefully examine the nodules, and what you realize is that the nodules all appear to be some type of life form that the nodule is growing out of. Most of them appear to be people, but they are – there's also animals and things of that nature, and the – nodule effectively is consuming that other biomass and converting it. So like if it was a human body that you looked at, you could almost see how the body was liquefying from the inside and being consumed into the nodule as the nodule grew. And ultimately it would consume all of that biomass, and then it would go to the next stage of its life. The defender is created as part of the process of creating the nodule, but it is separate. So that's not going to happen to Lev or Mila, because they have the defender. They don't have the other portion of the seed that was planted in there. The downside is the effect of the defender occupying this relationship is it gives some benefits in the short run, but it effectively destroys the life form within 3 months. So you don't have to worry about spawning another Devola out of you, Lev. You just have to worry about being dead in 3 months.
Whew, that's comforting.
Yes. So I think there are – I'm trying to think if there was anything else. Hamet, do you think there was anything that Rimmonel – missed in that?
Well, we did work out a deal with the Nagila to, we did work out a deal where she would remove it and try to save both the guest and the host, if we were to complete a task for her. which is to seek out the Insidious Choir and just, I guess, dispose of them and or thwart their plans some fashion. Hinder them. Okay.
She doesn't have any confidence in your ability to dispose of the Insidious Choir.
And I think she did say attempt to remove it, right?
Right.
Not to be a stickler. Or did she just say she can do it?
With the right tools, maybe? I don't know.
The big issue is she didn't have what she needed to do it. So, but she certainly is willing. And again, if kind of the very end, she offered that if the party is successful in doing this task to delay the Insidious Choir, that she would let them know how they could locate the other things. If they don't succeed and the party dies, then it doesn't really matter.
I can't remember what exactly was the Insidious Choir. What was the Insidious Choir doing that we have to thwart or whatever?
We kind of skimmed that because we were getting to the end. So once Ty's on, we can talk about that a little bit more. Okay. I think the things, and I kind of hinted at this in the emails between sessions. As a point of reference, just to step back for a second, at this moment you are exiting or you've just left Davola's chambers. Theoretically, you could immediately start on the task of the Insidious Choir, but if you stop and think, there's very likely an open hole in the floor of the Tachronis estate with some ropes going down into it, and nobody who was supposed to be guarding the place.
Uh-huh.
At some point, Ravina's probably to come back in and say, dinner's ready. So y'all can do whatever you want. I just wanted to point out to everyone that you've got that issue. Hammett and Rimmonell were, I believe, planning on going back to
the slave.
Find Alafi and see if some deal could be struck to recover Nali.
If he's not dead.
And Lev, you were had a meeting with the Lord of the Laird, or the leader of the Laertes family, who was very interested in your discussion or just talking to you about being a student of Benthus, an acolyte of Benthus, which would also give the opportunity to be back in the Laertes home and possibly lay hands on that book. So we are at a fork in the road. I just wanted to remind everyone of those other things. I mentioned at the end of last session that you're on a clock now for Mila and Lev's survival, but you do have other obligations and other things going. So exactly how you proceed is going to be up to the party, but you probably want to stop for a little bit. And I certainly don't want to just railroad you into proceeding with the mission that Davola handed out without you guys at least thinking about how you want to leave affairs in Ushan while you're doing that.
Hey, guys.
Hey!
Sorry, David. I'm late.
That's okay. We spent
almost 3 minutes before I started, I got called into a honeydew.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We spent most of the time on garbage time. We just got done with a recap. And I was just suggesting that the party might want to spend a few minutes and talk about really how they want to proceed, what loose ends they want to tie up, what loose ends they're willing to leave loose before they proceed. Now, what I can do for final food for thought, thought for food, whatever that word is, those words, is give you just kind of a little bit more sense of what Davola's asked you to do. Again, she's told you that there's this virus called the Insidious Choir. It's a sentient virus, and she considers it to pose a grave threat to both her and humanity. She doesn't believe that it's within your ability to defeat the Insidious Choir, destroy it, but the virus has a transmitter, for lack of a better term, that allows it to communicate between – the virus can communicate across different physical hosts that are containing the virus, and that makes it – the virus much more effective in how it goes about being its virusy self. And so if that transmitter were destroyed, then the virus would be left back to its more original devices, which is physically infecting a new host or otherwise creating a host and then having that host, you know, physically go somewhere and acquire information and potentially bring it back. So it's really meant to disrupt how effective the choir is versus destroy it. Dibola also indicated that the location of the tower is relatively far away from Yushan, but that she is aware of a old transportation system that would allow the party to get to the general area of the tower very quickly. However, she cautions that the party is going to probably have to do some type of work to – she doesn't know how it operates. She knows it exists. She knows that there is a terminus for this transportation system not too far from her lair, and she's offered to have the Lily take you to that location. But it'll be up to the party to figure out how to actually get the system working. But if it gets the system working, then it's going to deposit the party probably 3 or 4 days walk from the tower. And Dibola has given directions from the exit point to get there. Dibola doesn't have a map to give you, so it's not clear exactly where you're going, other than if the transportation system does not work, it's probably going to take you weeks to get to the location. So that's the basic game plan.
But we have months to do this. Theoretically,
yeah, 3 months.
Yeah, but he starts to lose capability after 2 months or a month and a half.
Yeah, I'm willing to take that risk.
That's easy for you to say.
is that Dibola has indicated that the items she would need to successfully perform the surgery are not in her possession. So what's not clear is how long it might take to acquire the necessary items for her to complete the surgery. So it's not a situation where if you come back in 2 months, okay, we did the choir.
Mission complete.
You might be disappointed to find out that the next one, you know, might take you weeks, and then suddenly you run out of time. So, mm-hmm. So you find yourselves. Well, and you don't have to be outside Dibola's. You can have told Dibola that you need, you know, a few minutes to talk amongst yourselves. You know, there was a general agreement. She's gone back to doing her stuff, so you get the sense that while she wants this done, if you didn't do it, she doesn't appear that she's going to be angry with you. She's just going to go on doing her stuff. So it's not that pressure of, oh, well, if we tick Dibola off, you know, she's going to become an enemy that's a problem for us.
Do you think maybe Daylan might be able to convince Devola to tell us what she needs in order to assist her in removing the device if we happen to thwart the Insidious Choir's plan?
Maybe. I don't know.
Just talking amongst the party. You know?
Sort of. This is a fairly alien creature. Mm-hmm. The one thing that seemed consistent is that Devola is driven by an insatiable thirst for knowledge. You know, again, the whole place you could almost think of as a laboratory or laboratory or whatever that thing is. Mm-hmm. She does see the choir as a threat and wants you to slow that down, but she also seems to be quite engaged with what she's doing. And so this is really a situation where you've come to her with your problem, and she's willing to help you with your problem if you help her with her problem, but that's about the extent of it. So, talk amongst yourselves, party.
So, what were you saying, Samer?
No, I was because Daylan, you know, he's our talker, he's our fast talker. I thought maybe he might be able to, help me help you.
Help us.
Help me help you or something. I think this is what it is. Yeah, basically pull one of those out on the Devola and see if she can
get it. Sounds like we're already kind of in that situation, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to.
But we don't know what other items she needs. She mentioned that she can't just. We have to go and acquire a few more items that she'll need in order to perform this operation.
Convince her to do them in parallel or something.
Or at least give us a laundry list of things that we need, so maybe along our quest we can pick up these items if we happen to run across them. And then also Lev is also thinking to himself that if we have these items, there might be a possibility we might run into somebody who might be able to assist us without her help if we can't seem to, if we have the opportunity, I suppose.
I think it's worth a shot. So that's part A. Part A is we're going to have her, Daylan try and convince. Well, but Daylan doesn't. She doesn't even talk to Daylan. That's the problem. I think it's right because it's Lev and Mila who have have the implants. So, I mean, but I think it's a viable strategy. I think you just make the argument with the stumbling precipitousness of Lev's character, and I think that would be awesome.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I think that's a good ask.
Okay.
But I think I mean, since Helmet maybe isn't Lev's best friend, but doesn't want to necessarily see him die. So I'm thinking we should probably try and do this thing. It sounds like we really need to try and get on this train. But the question is, what do we do with the... So we should head back to the house. I mean, we should have a plan before that. We're going to have to head back to the house and kind of hide the trap door. And we're going to have to figure out how we're going to guard the house while we're not there.
Do you think... I'm just throwing it out there. What about, possibly... I don't think Lev is up for talking with... that gentleman for the wine and right now he's got other things on his mind, and I feel like we can't leave this Lord Cacronus' estate until we've somehow secured it. So what about Nolly, maybe rescuing Nolly and maybe convincing him and his sister to stand by with the house security staff and kind of look over the house, maybe by rescuing the brother, she might be more inclined to assist us.
There's no bad ideas when we're brainstorming, Samer. I'm not.
I don't know. No, this is Lev. Lev, there are bad ideas. Lev is not. He's not three moves deep chess player here. We're talking one move ahead.
Hey,
time.
Sexy Rexy. When the guards that were here, when we came in and relieved them, do we know where they went? I mean, Lord Ticronus has other holdings Do we know, like, where they are? Does he have a barrack somewhere?
He would not have anything as grand as a barracks. It wouldn't be difficult for you to talk to the staff within the estate and get a good idea of potentially where they might be.
Okay. All right.
So that won't be a hard thing.
Starting to feel. I feel like we should try and rescue the little boy. So we can at least spend another day on that. So I'm thinking we tell Snake Woman. Pardon me. So we do the thing where we try and get the equipment list, but we, you know, and maybe we throw the we're willing to, you know, we're acquiescing to your demands as a bargaining chip. And we definitely ask for the train ride. But say we'll be back in 3 days.
My answer.
Hey, Matthew.
Dalen.
3 days. Is there any money involved?
I don't know, Dalen. Maybe you could negotiate a deal with Lev. You know, maybe he wants to hire you to go on this expedition with him.
Lev isn't necessarily on speaking terms with Dalen at the moment.
What did I do?
He said, "That's a good question. That is an excellent question."
just because. I was just squawking. Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it was bad enough, you know, it went to hell. You know, this, I'm thinking, he's thinking in his head, it was bad enough what happened at the estate. And then you kind of taking your time, coming down the rope, not really jumping to our... Did you guys happen to forget that?
Yeah.
I remember.
Thinking of number one there?
Well, let me make it up to you if I've heard your fifis.
Well, no, Lev didn't say that out loud. Lev is just thinking that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm willing to go along. I wasn't too happy about the way that we were treated by Madam, what's her face? I'm not too inclined to. Lady Isalfa. Yeah. I'm ready for a train ride.
Yeah.
She nice. Isalfa definitely wants you to stay. You guys want to go talk to her?
Okay, before we. All right.
Hammond doesn't.
I'm
like
sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying.
Are we? So we've got a plan. I'll go ahead and ask her. Madame Davola, you know, I've spoken with my maids here, and we've come to the decision that, you know, we're obviously to have little choice, and we're going to go ahead and we've agreed to go ahead and seek out the Insidious Acquirer and perform that task for you. But we'd also, you mentioned earlier that you that once we complete the task, you still would require some additional items in order to assist us in removing this item from my bag. Could you tell us a little more information about these items so that maybe along our travels, you know, if we happen to run across them, we'll pick them up?
No. I fear your puny minds could be subject to distraction. Focus is key with the limited intelligence you have to succeed. Again, if you fail with the choir, the rest of the items are of no value to you.
Yes, but Madame Davola, if we happen to succeed, which I believe we will, there's no guarantee. What if we don't have time to find those items, you know, if we wait, you know. And I think it would help us, maybe it would motivate me knowing that there's, you know, there's a greater chance that, you know, we'll perform your task and remove this item from my back, if from my body, if you at least give us the list. Surely that can't be too much to ask. And I'm sure, you know, with your connection with the host, with the guest inside me, I'm sure that you can tell I speak. I am not double talking here. And he says that with full sincerity. I'm not double.
I have so little confidence in your intellect and your abilities. It seems unwise to distract you with this other information. If you must know, I'll need Garalan. If perchance you need to dispel that, it would be G-H-A-R-O-L-A-N.
Reminal, are you getting this?
Duck's got it.
Okay.
What's her name again?
Divola.
Divola. I think it's D-E-V-O-L-A.
Okay.
You'll also need to find an impossible blade.
Check.
Okay.
I am busy. I've given you more than you deserve. Well, when do you plan to depart?
We thank you for your kindness, Madame Divola, and we will depart soon.
What is this kindness that you speak of?
Well, you've shown us nothing but good hospitality since we first met you, so I thought it was only fair that I return it in kind.
I believe your emotions are impacting your reason. This is nothing more than a rational exchange. Very, very puzzling you creatures are.
And she shuffles off to do more work. So you're pretty much done with her at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint.
Or you can sit there with the clock running.
And see. No skin on my back.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I kill myself.
Yeah, I know.
Shuffles off. Try the veal.
She's apparently not a sarcastic one. No.
So, what you gonna do?
Yeah, so I think we need to go secure the house, right?
Yep.
So maybe we do spend some time trying to find the soldiers, trying to find Alafi, and then we catch a train.
That sounds like a plan. Let's do it. Let's head back. Do we know how to get back, or do we have to get the lily babe too?
The lily is waiting there.
Okay. Can we have some like traveling music? And just arrive. Lord, I was born a traveling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. Here we go.
We could use some good colonic music right now.
Colonic.
Don't you remember? Did you forget?
Yeah, I did.
Traveler.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she gets the Lily gets you back to what we're calling the egg chamber. Your ropes are still hanging down, but you do hear a voice from up above.
You better climb up there, Lulu.
Sounds like a distraught Ruru.
Ruru we'll better be go com- Lulu better go comfort Ruru.
We'll be up there in a minute, Ru. I'm hurt, Ru. I'm hurt real bad. Oh.
I didn't know there was
what he does.
A milking it skill.
Okay, so you successfully, everyone successfully climbs back up. Mila needs a little help getting back up and seems somewhat distraught.
Yeah,
surprisingly,
is she like tracking what's going on, or is this all kind of going above her head?
She's gotten pieces of it. I don't think she's connected all the pieces yet. You can tell, or you perceive that part of the challenge is her. Again, this whole experience has just been a mind-altering experience for her from what her life before this was. She's never gone on an adventure before, never seen a city, never seen anything like this, probably has never seen Numenera before. And she's here for Nali, but now suddenly she's got this problem and she's got this parasite, and she has a strange feeling that she should protect these eggs in this basement. And Lev, as you came back into the egg chamber, you very strongly, like, you wanted to make sure that everyone was going to be okay and not touch the nodules, and, you know, you had to make sure everyone was in agreement that whatever we do, this is going to be left in good hands. You know, this, we can't have a situation where this stuff gets damaged. And that was, you felt very strongly about that, Lev, particularly the closer you got to the chamber.
Yep.
Mila almost had some reluctance to go back up the rope. But you've gotten back up, retrieved your ropes. Mm-hmm. Ravina is, gives Lev a, you know, big hug, and then immediately steps back with a, oh, I just stepped out of place, hugging him in front of the rest of these non-slave like people. What are you guys going to do? Got a hole in the floor.
Yeah, safety first, right? Put up some barricades. Throw a rug on top.
Maybe that same code we used to open it will clean.
Yeah. Helmet will go over to the panel and see if the code or the code in reverse will close the trapdoor.
It in fact does. The flooring, I'm not going to describe this very well. Flooring appears out of the rim and forms back together to form the floor. You're not entirely sure what the mechanism is, but if you were to step on it, it's a solid floor. There's no obvious sign of where. Had you been looking at the floor before, it would not have been clear to you, oh, there's a big circle here. I wonder what that circle's for. So definitely some Numenera involved with how that opening is open and closed through that control panel. But you have it closed.
Matthew, did you wash your hair?
Because our sessions have been broken up over time, just as a reminder, this is all...
Go back in and wash your hair.
We're still on the day that started with the y'all what? Setting out and Hammett and Riminal going to the slave market and Lev and Dalen going to the Laertes. And then you came back. You had the confrontation with Asaltha. Then you were getting ready for dinner, and you found the control panel, and you fell down. Now you've spent hours down there. So it's actually kind of late in the evening at this point in time.
Or full day.
Yeah. Full day. Absolutely.
Probably hit the sack.
So I think in Grand Lev tradition, do we ask for food? since we didn't eat.
Let's do it. I'm hungry.
Yeah. Hey, Rue, could you please go fix the sauna? I'm exhausted and I'm tired. could you please make something for me and my friends here?
I don't want to, Lev.
I understand.
What if you disappear again? I was so scared. You told me to make dinner, and I came back, and you were gone. I thought I was never going to see you again. And there's this hole in the floor, and everyone's gone.
I know, Rue.
It's not going to happen again, is it?
No, Rue, I'll tell you all about it after dinner. I just need to talk to my friends here. We've got some business to discuss. So if you could be so kind and, you know, do us a small favor, we would be most appreciated.
I feel like I know what it's like to be married to Sam right now.
Yeah. No, Sam is nothing like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm tired. That's such a long day.
I'd help you, but I'm tired.
My feet.
All right. You convince Ravina. She heads off to make y'all more food. So you're once again in Baron Tychronus's study. You've got some decisions to make.
Yeah, well, I think I don't know what you guys want to do with I forget the name of the place, which estate you guys went to.
Laertes.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to go back there and try again, but I feel like we probably need to follow up on this lead with what's-his-face.
Right now, I don't think that helps the mission any, so I honestly don't even want to deal with him right now. So
Dalen may have a different opinion, though, because there's money involved.
Yeah, Dalen might, you know, he can do it without Lev.
I think Dalen got the Numenera version of a trespass warning when he was last at the Laertes household. So
yeah, I don't think he's welcome there.
Yeah, it didn't go so well.
He'd be subject to arrest if he were to come back there.
I think Lev is going to take a more gentler approach next time. He's going to ask Riminal to come along with him.
You know. That ship sailed, buddy.
What? Oh. So uh-huh. There is some jealousy.
Shorter memory.
Oh, I'm fine. It doesn't bother me.
And I think, you know, while we're either waiting for food or eating, we can ask Abedia or Sabiqua, the other house slaves, if they know where those other soldiers went, or if there's another estate we might visit to try to get them back.
They have a guess. I mean, they did not interact with these soldiers very much, but they described another piece of property that that the Baron owns. It's business property, for lack of a better term. It's not where he normally lives, but they tell you where basically how to get there, and Rimmel knows enough about the city to have a pretty good idea of where it is. So
okay,
so you'd be able to go there and potentially make contact with them.
All right, what if we had Dalen and Lev go there, and Reminel and Hommet could head back to look for Slaver Boy. I'm a Harry, I'm a Dairy.
A Laffy.
Mm-hmm.
Are we doing that tonight or in the morning?
Oh, no. I'm thinking totally in the morning, because he wasn't supposed to be back till the next day anyway, so.
Yeah.
And
correct. Yep.
Hommet's tired.
Yeah. Lev.
Hommet needs a hot toddy.
So what exactly was it that we were – Lev's kind of in and out of it right now. Yeah, he's kind of overwhelmed over with everything that's happened. What was it that we were supposed to do at the barracks?
You're looking to get someone to guard the estate while we're otherwise occupied.
Gotcha.
And you know,
how much coin do we have? I'm sure these guys aren't going to do it. We happen to find. Should we put some shins together?
We've got Dalen, and we've got the thing that gives us the. I mean, just command them. We could put some shins together. I don't think we're going to have enough to make a.
Okay. I'm showing Dalen with 18.
I have a whole 4.
That's quite a few.
I mean, we can give the shins back, but we'll try to convince them. We'll try to make a deal with them. You know, see if you know whether they'll take payment maybe afterwards or half now, half later, whatever.
It should be like this is their job, right? They've been hired by Parentai
Crew. Oh, okay. Oh.
They only left
because we came.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. I understand. Gotcha.
Where is the money?
You were kind of, I hate to say this, dickish to these guys when you first showed up and threw your weight around, but.
You mean authoritative.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not possible.
Okay.
Where is money?
The Numenera and equipment tab on the character sheet.
Yeah.
Wasn't Hammett was the only one that was kind of dickish, right?
Probably.
Hammett probably didn't say anything. All right, I'm going back. I'm reviewing the tapes.
I mean, when I look back at all the
love gets a little hurt sometimes. So that's what I.
No.
That's fine. A little sensitive.
I don't say that in a bad way. I'm just saying you have a way with people.
Hammett can be a dick, but I just don't think he was a dick in that case.
You don't think so? Okay.
But you know, I could be wrong. Yeah. So I can give you some shins. I've only got 4.
I'll pitch in too if we need to.
Yeah. I'll throw 2 your way.
Okay. I got 7. So how much is that? I'll give it to Dalen.
We're giving all the money to Dalen. Is that a good idea?
Sure.
I was going to give you a loan, but
you want
with interest.
You're responsible for making this happen. So
yeah, he's our fast talker, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's our ace. From the 18, you know.
I understand.
Face. The cutscene with Dalen and all of the shins placing bets at the arena. Like, oh, no, I got a tip. We're gonna be great.
It's a sure thing.
We are gonna be in great. This is gonna be what? What just what? Son of a bitch.
That would be in character though, wouldn't it? That would be great.
Time to go.
Exactly.
Lev gave Dalen, handed him 7 shin, all of his money.
Wow.
Yep. Okay, never mind. He'll keep 2 shins. May need to pick up a Gatorade on the way back.
Might have to buy a Rubin gift or
something. Yeah, pick up a flower. Yeah.
Of course, how long are you going to ask these guys to come back and guard the estate?
Until we return?
Mm-hmm.
Until we're relieved.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just had a
thought. Should be no longer than 3 months.
That's right.
Yeah. Remnel, we might need some money if we're going to buy a slave.
That is true. I wasn't planning on buying him.
Okay. Well, if you had other plans.
Well, but I like your tact.
But between, I mean, even when we had 4 each, I don't think it would be enough to.
It's not slave money.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how much a shin is, like.
It doesn't seem like a lot.
No.
Yeah, 2 shins. I'm giving him 5 out of my 7.
Dude.
Okay, fine. I'm going along. You know, Lev is kind of desperate here. He wants to make sure that we can get on with this.
I understand. So I guess since 4 versus 8 won't matter, we'll give him to.
We'll
play it by ear.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to see. That I will say that I feel like part of the game that they really dump it on the GM is the economy aspect of it. They really don't give you a lot of guidance. But so just for example, like looking at the equipment list, you know, a leather jerkin would be 3 shins and a beast skin would be 5 shins.
A slave and, young boy.
I'm not seeing that on lists.
Don't think that you would make a role-playing game in 2018.
Bag of light tools, 10 shins.
Yeah. I'm thinking explorers pack would 20 be shins. Like 40 or 50.
Right. Yeah, maybe more.
40 acres and a mule.
Yeah, a telescope is 50.
So, yeah. Well, telescopes are expensive.
Right. Okay, anything else you want to do before you call it a night?
Shift rotation?
Yes, good call. Hamid will take first shift.
I was going to say Remina will take first. I think Hamid had it first last time.
Oh, okay. I'll take second.
I think Lev's had enough excitement for one night. Lev is going to pull a little more. He'll pull some Ruru time, you know.
What are you gonna do with the other 11 hours of the night?
And that comment's coming straight from Reminel, baby.
That was in character, wasn't it? Out loud.
Reminel's not amused.
That's funny.
Okay, so we'll call it and say that basically everyone goes in the night. You have an uneventful night. Morning comes. Everyone can go ahead and refresh all their pools up to full. There may be a point in this game where that resource management becomes more critical, but we'll see.
Like in the first the first one shot, I definitely noticed it was a thing. I felt.
Who knows? Maybe it won't be a thing.
Yeah. So. No, you know, but we're doing more of the like character role playing, which is also quite nice.
Yep. All right. So the morning comes, and Dalen, Hamet, and Rebanel are all down, gathered around the dining table, and this Sabiqua has prepared breakfast. She's generally pleasant to the three of you. Lev, what are you doing?
I'm just kind of to myself in thought right now, just kind of thinking over doing my little meditation morning routine. Okay. You know, kind of keeping to myself for the moment.
You kicked Ravina out of the bed yet?
Yeah, she's gone off to make me some coffee.
Okay.
That's living the high life.
All right, so Hamet, Rebanel, and Dalen, you got about 30 minutes cooling your heels waiting for Lev to saunter down and join you. Anything you want to be doing before you
I'm gonna ask Rebanel if she has a plan or any thoughts about how we're going to – what's the boy's name again?
Nola? No, Nolly?
Nolly.
Nolly.
Yeah, about getting Nolly out from Alafi.
So Rebanel and Jason both suspect that Alafi is dead. And she's kind of banking on him not showing up today, and then that's going to be a bigger problem. But – kind of going in the hopes that there is at least some news.
So you're seeing then, as a like a recon, more like
get a lay of the land, and then you know, and find out if he can take us back to check out the wares, and then you can be that guy again.
Yeah, as long as Alafi's not there, because Alafi will know who I am.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And I'm assuming that he would remember you.
Yeah. Although the mouthy one.
Yeah.
So yeah, then it might be kind of a more breaking and entering situation to try to just get this kid out.
Yep.
And if that doesn't work,
then you want to know where your head's at.
We might need some muscle because Ramonelle's great, but she's not super good in a fight.
Okay. All right. So we'll maybe we go up and kind of scout and make sure if we don't see Alafi, we'll ask around.
Yeah.
If we do see him, we'll back off and see if we can spot Nolly. Yeah. Sounds good.
Does Rex's Remnel have any further information as we spent a night in the house?
No.
And I think she will come clean to Dalen about, especially with the recent mix-up, and kind of catch Hammond up a little bit, and just and I'm assuming that maybe Mila isn't here, and with Lev being gone, maybe not trusting the things on their backs just in case, and not speaking about this in front of them, but telling Dalen that I was contacted by a man asking me to look around inside the Tychronis estate for anything unusual. I don't think he gave me any real information. He's just looking for, and Rex, correct me if I'm wrong, he's just looking for secrets. There's supposed to be secrets in the estate. And I think we found one. So over the night, I sent word back to him about what we found. Not that anybody's infected, but just that we found the egg chamber and Devola.
And did you request any information in return?
Yeah, I did ask if either my contact or the ultimate guy have any information about the Insidious Choir. Just, any information we can get, I'm sure, would be helpful at this point.
Right. Dalen, what's your reaction to hearing that?
There's no money to be made. This is all under the table.
Well, Hammett, I guess thanks for sharing that. Ramonel, any other secrets you want to share?
Nothing happened after the nightcap with Lev. He's getting free lunch on that. But
so you're saying there's a chance?
No, that secret's out of the bag.
All right, thank you, Roman. I'll hopefully your
watch your body language when she says that, Dalen.
Hopefully your contacts will have some useful information.
Okay, so what's everyone's plan of action? We'll say that time has now passed, and Lev is down, and Mila has come down, and Mila immediately goes to Remnel. And what about Nolly? We came here for Nolly. We came for Nolly. No one's talked about Nolly. I'm so worried. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to me? I mean, I'm here to help Nolly, but what's going to happen to me?
Calm down, child. We were just discussing going out to look for your brother. You're going to stay here with Ravina and Nebedia. We're going to go look for him. As soon as we know anything, we will fill you in. We will try to rescue him and kind of, with a big sisterly arm on the shoulder. You never know. He might even be useful in the upcoming adventure regarding that small trifle on your back. As soon as we did come here for him, and we will take care of him. And as soon as he is with us, we will we will venture out on the errand that that foul creature sent us on. Oh, she probably wouldn't like that. I probably wouldn't say that.
Okay.
We'll go on the task that Devola assigned us.
Can I go with you? I'd like to see my brother. I'm sure that I could talk to them. I'm still willing.
That's not a great idea. We're probably past talking. I'm not sure how well you would react to the market where he might be,
internet
in the
security
he might be in.
What do you mean? What have they done to him?
Nothing, but it's probably not the best site. It's loud. It's dirty. There will be a lot of similar children in similar situations, and that might just be a little bit too much right now. You're not quite attuned to the way things are done in Yushuan. Just stay here, help out around the house, make yourself useful, and we will return as soon as we can.
Okay.
You know, I wonder.
And Mila doesn't notice Reminel's new lisp.
Do we want to leave? Maybe we want to alternate when
take
we go
shifts.
Out.
Yeah,
so someone's always here at the house since that didn't go so well for us before. Or maybe we send.
I think keeping PCs at the house is probably a good idea.
Yeah. So. Right.
So maybe, who's gonna stay?
So well, maybe we can go. I'm assuming the slave markets are probably early. I don't know. But we could go do a quick scout, see if we see anything, and then come back, and then let Dalen and Lev head over to the other property.
Liquid lunch at the Fighting Crown on the way back, maybe.
A little lubrication. What do you guys, Dalen, Lev, what do you guys think?
Sounds good to me.
Do we lose Dalen?
No, I'm thinking it over.
Sure.
I mean, we kind of made this plan without a lot of input, and I know Dalen's kind of a unique character.
Kind of an input guy?
Yeah. Are you, and I'm going to, Helmut's going to kind of glare at him a little bit. It's like, are you all right with this plan?
Yeah, I'm down. Just point me in the right direction.
Okay. We did just give you money temporarily.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose I should pay these guys off, right?
Well, not unless you have to.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to discuss when you want these guys to take over guarding the estate?
What do you mean?
Like when we want the guards to pick up.
Like, do you want Dalen to bring them back and post them up now, or do not want them around until you guys are gone, or?
We told Devola 3 days, right? So
yeah,
why don't we tell those guys the night of the second, 2 days in the evening.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. That's a better way of saying it. Me not speak will.
Words are tricky.
Me talk pretty one day.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So Dalen's going to go find the guards, and Hammett and Reminel are going to go check out the slave market.
We could do that too and leave Lev behind. But we were going to have Hammett and Reminel go to the slave market, come back, and then
quickly.
Lev and Dalen were going to go talk to
them. Okay, that's fine.
But, you know, your plan, GM, is not a bad one either, because, then Lev could just be getting,
quote-unquote, recuperating.
Yeah, recuperating.
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised if Lev smells like baby oil and aloe vera when you guys come back.
Alizé.
Alizé, exactly what I was thinking. Well, Lev, what do you want to do?
Well, hold on, Liv. How did Ravina react when caught a glimpse of your naked back?
She was definitely upset, to say the least. She was not too happy about it, you know. But she was very consoling, you know. She was definitely attending to my needs far above and beyond what I, you know, expected of her, you know. So she's been definitely supportive in this whole mess that I'm going through right now. Couldn't ask for a better friend.
RPGs after dark.
I know. She's been very good. And I wouldn't mind actually, you know, even though he's a little reluctant to do anything after what happened with, you know, with Daylan, but he's willing to give Daylan another. He wouldn't mind going with Daylan to the barracks. Maybe it'll help take his mind off of what's happening with him right now.
Okay. So let's stick to the plan then. So Rex, Reminel and Hommet are going to head out to the slave market for a recon, and then the plan is we'll head back, and then the other two guys will go on the second mission.
Yeah.
Okay. Of course, that's when Reminel throws BRB in the chat. So.
Well, we could stay with the we could just stay with Lev in the house and see where that takes us.
Mm-hmm. Lev is not opposed to, you know, he's recuperating right now, and he is in good hands.
Okay. Well, Hommet,
he's game for whatever you guys want to do.
All right. Hommet, we'll let you kind of narrate getting back to the slave markets. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't have the full backstory on Reminel's issues that she has. I forget how long it took us. It seemed like it was not, you know, maybe it was a little bit of a walk, maybe a mile or two to the slave markets. We're going to put on our best nondescript clothes, which not that I think Hommet or Reminel would have clothes that would stand out anyway.
Right.
And we're going to head out. Now, when we were there last time, I'll need to refresh my memory. We had gone into the markets themselves, found the section where the young boys were, and I had talked to someone from one of the major houses. I don't think it was House Laertes, or was it?
It's not.
Mareed?
Mareed.
Yes.
Correct.
So I'm thinking we would kind of head back to that area and kind of scout around and see if we could see that guy. And there's also the bar. Maybe that could be, I don't know, Reminel, if you have a preference on where we hit first. I'm thinking to just like kind of see if people have seen Alafi so we know.
Yeah. And I think the market makes the most sense because it's a little bit more anonymous. I don't want to keep pestering the bar just in case. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Alafi, somebody's been looking for you. It's a big guy with a scowl and a hot chick.
A hot chick with some sort of emotional issue.
So
that description may be redundant.
That's in and out of character.
Yeah.
Right. Reminel, how much have you shared about your
nothing
time in Yushan with Hommet?
I mean, Hommet watched her last time, especially when we went into the slave markets. And so, I mean, I think even as unperceptive as Hommet is, he can tell something bothers her about that. But I don't think Hommet really has, other than like, oh, yeah, she's not happy being here. I don't know that Hommet knows anything.
Yeah, okay. And I don't think Ramadan would be super forthcoming with that. Maybe if asked, she might answer, but. Probably not it's not a polite conversation.
Okay.
I think Hommet, though, because maybe he's a little bit sweet on Reminel, would be like, you know, he's kind of a gruff character, but, you know, maybe so he'll kind of be watching her out of the corner of his eye to see if she has a similar reaction to last time.
Okay. So. You guys are making your way to the market first, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. And we'll head straight to the young boy section.
Right. Now, I feel the need to defend my GMing against attacks that I'm just going to tired old tropes the way the Game of Thrones writers apparently do. So it's clear this is not the only place in the market where a young boy might be found. This is a section of the market that has young boys that fit a particular profile that appears to interest a particular type of purchaser. So
why you don't have to defend, dude? Don't defend yourself. There, it's a department store. They're going to put things. They're going to group things in different sections, and then that's just right. It's just good business,
right?
Humans so are humans.
I didn't want you to have a false sense of exactly how the market was organized. This particular area you're going to has nothing but young boys, but you potentially might find young boys in a few other places if they didn't fit the seller's perception of what their draw might be. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I thought you were going to go off on some sort of PC defender.
Yeah, I'll leave it there. So, since we are recording this, I'll leave it there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was biting my tongue on not describing anything because no one wants that.
All right. So you arrive in the market. The one thing you do know, Rimmonel, is that the market in the very early morning is probably the quietest time, because typically business shuts down, you know, once it gets dark, and then if there's going to be new product arriving, it won't necessarily arrive first thing in the morning, because if it's people who've gone out to acquire new product, they're probably not traveling overnight in the Black Riage. They probably have made camp somewhere, and then when it's first light, they will, you know, pack up and finish the trip to Ushan, kind of the way y'all did, where every night you tried to find a place to be, because the Black Riage is wild enough. There's enough stuff that creeps and crawls at night that you don't necessarily want to be wandering around in the night in the Black Riage. So you know that first thing in the morning, you're probably not going to have any different answer than when you were here yesterday. Doesn't mean you can't go and check, and doesn't mean you can't come back later. So, but you do know that from experience.
Well, maybe if we had known that, we would have sent Lev in.
Yeah, we can reverse on the tape.
Yeah.
Retcon it.
Because if it's going to be the same as it was yesterday, let's just wait.
Yeah, I was thinking it might be a little bit more active because maybe it's not so hot or
that
kind of thing. But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, remember, you're up in the mountains. This is a valley of the mountains, and again, the geography of all this is we always need to remember that this is a city of pipes and stations.
They carry heat,
so you wouldn't really worry about it getting too hot per se.
It's 95 in Phoenix, so that might be
influencing.
Could be doing.
Yeah, influencing.
And again, there's nothing that says you can't kind of go kind of hang out in the general area just to get a sense of what's going on. And
we'll do that.
We weren't planning on spending a ton of time, so I think maybe having the other crew go first.
Right.
Okay. All right. So retcon it, we will. So, Dalen, you and Lev are going to go down and approach these guards about coming back to guard the estate?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
All right.
So you get some directions from Ravina to get you to this other property that Tacronus owns, and it takes you about 30 minutes to walk over there. And when you arrive, you in fact see one of the guys that you vaguely remember as being one of the guards. He's got the Tacronus livery on, and he's standing at the entry of this piece of property that's kind of off of one of the tubes and standing there looking like the typical bored guard whose job it is to stand around and run off the riffraff if they were to come around.
Fine day, my good sir. May I have a word?
Huh? What are you looking for?
The leader of your troop. I have business with him. But you look like perhaps you are in charge.
He looks a little confused.
Fine, upstanding, professional like you.
Yeah, my job is I stand here, and if you don't look like you belong, then I tell you to go, and then if you don't go, I hit you. So do you belong here, or do I need to hit you?
Well suited for this job. I can think of no one finer for this role. Well
he
done.
Puffs,
well,
he puffs well up done. A little bit.
Yes. And you should be proud. The people of this town are safe. These properties are safe because of fine men like you. So anyway, your commander, is he available? I have business with him.
The Baron, he's don't I recognize you? You look familiar to me.
I knew there was something special about you. Sharp as attack. Nothing
I've seen you before.
Yes, we have met. Oh. So
you're with the big jerk who was bossing us around. What's that guy's problem?
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that fucking thing.
The big jerk. Well, look, we all have work to do, and certainly he was only speaking his mind, as I'm sure you, a smart person like you, would want. Direct talk. We're men of action, direct talk. I'm sure that fits your needs just well. And like I said, your commander, is he available?
Well, the Baron's, he's gone off to fight in the Skyfields. So
yes. But the man who is who leads the guard's troop.
Well, that guy went with him. So I just got hired right before they left. So and they told me to guard his estate, and then this big jerk showed up, and he was waving this piece of paper around and telling us that we weren't supposed to be there. We needed to go guard something else. So my buddy and I just figured we'll come over here. And
perfect. I can see the wisdom in their choice of leaving you in charge.
Well, I'm not wow. responsible for anything. I just, if you don't belong here, I tell you to leave. And if you don't leave, then I hit you. So, but you belong here, right?
Of course. We've met. Okay. You've seen us on the property. Of course. You've seen our credentials.
So I probably shouldn't hit you.
No, but. But. How about this? How would you like to be back in charge of guarding the estate? Can you imagine the responsibility and praise you will get from the Baron as you can show your worth to him?
Kind of stands a little bit taller, and he's got a little smile, and kind of, yeah, I'd like to impress the Baron. That'd be great. So what do I need to do again?
What you already know how to do. Keep those who shouldn't be there away from the estate. And I'll tell you what, given the quality of the work that I can expect from you, it can even make it worth your while with a little bit of extra money, extra shins.
Whoa. Wow.
Is your friend available as well?
He's sleeping in the back because we take turns. Like, then I'll sleep, and then when I sleep, he's here. And if somebody comes here, he tells them, if you don't belong here, you got to go. And if they don't go, he hits them. So you only have to do it a couple times. So usually people figure it out.
He sounds as skilled as you, as truly skilled as you, my friend. So I'll tell you what, I'm sure that he would follow your lead. Let's say that not tonight, but tomorrow evening. Join us at the estate for a fine going away meal, and then you will be in charge for a period of time.
Is the big jerk going to be there? I don't really like that guy. I thought about hitting him, but then I thought maybe it wasn't such a good idea to hit him.
He and I have talked about his ways, and he should have only reserved those types of words for the lessers in the community, not for a strong and capable man like you.
Lev leans over and whispers into Dalen's ear, "Told you."
So what do you say? Let's celebrate this promotion. And tomorrow evening, and then you will be in charge for a period of time. Certainly enough time to give you a chance to prove your worth again. That is certainly well known, and we will make it worth your while, as I said.
Go ahead and make an intelligence roll. It's not very hard. It's a level 2 intelligence roll, so it's a 6 to start with if you want to spend.
Yeah, let's just do it. What did I get? I got a difficulty 5.
You rolled an 11.
I don't think I said any. Oh, what did you say, difficulty 3?
It was difficulty 2, so you had to beat a 6. Two. So you got it. So I was like,
I said it.
You said something about shins?
Of course, the Baron's estate is an important property to guard, and we wouldn't ask you to do this just for the sake of it.
Well, okay, so you said something about shins, right?
Yes, I did. Those are valid currency in these lands, are they not?
Oh yeah, that's right. Gotta make your shins, that's for sure.
And I kind of shake up my bag of whatever I have, 28 shins or something at this point. Okay. I kind of shake it, and I said, yeah, of course. Ching, 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 ching. So what do you say? Do we have a deal?
You're going to give me that bag? Can I see how much is in it?
Oh, my friend. My friend, the payment will be certainly in line with the amount of work that we're asking you to do. But of course, the time that we may be away is perhaps the open-ended part of this. Come, tell me, what do you think a fair price would be?
Well, I mean, I don't really want to bid against myself. I mean, what do you think a fair price would be?
How about an upfront payment of 2 shins and then an amount beyond that? How about a shin every other day for you to split between you and your friend?
Hold on a second. Let me go talk to him. So he walks.
And you sit the servants.
Okay. With Lev's reaction to that.
I've missed you, Dalen.
He's back, baby.
Lev, did you drop out of roll 20?
No, I should be there. Am I not in?
I don't see you.
I don't see you either.
Sorry.
So he comes back with the other guard, who's kind of bleary eyed and clearly he's just woken up and he's kind of getting his tunic on with the Tychronis colors on it. And he brings him back. He goes, So we're going to go to the estate, and he's going to give us 2 shins. Yes. And what was the middle part again?
I think you're overpaying is the word that Dalen gets in his mind from. I'm just
like I said, based on your performance, we will award you a certain amount of shins based on the length of time that you watch The Estate. You remember that?
Yeah. So
good.
So we get two shins now, right? Mm-hmm. We get two shins now, mm-hmm. and then later we get more shins.
Correct.
Okay. And are you going to be staying there as well?
Not. Well, no. No, you can only do your best without – no one wants – I wouldn't want you coming down and watching me work, right? I do my best work when I know that I have the freedom to make the decisions that need to be made in the way that I need to make them. I trust your experience. We are going to leave you in charge. Just you and some of the household help.
Oh, I've
yes,
never.
That's great. Great.
Okay.
It is time to step up, wouldn't you say? Fantastic.
Okay. That's tomorrow night?
Yeah. So like I said, a fine meal will be had in celebration.
Who's going to guard this place? Because the big guy told us to leave.
Friends. What is this place, by the way?
I got my brother Daryl. He's looking for a job. Could you pay him what I get paid to guard this place so I could come guard the estate?
Well, tell me about Daryl's experience. I mean, you can't just have anybody come in.
He's my brother.
He's your brother. And does he have the same fine credentials and levels of experience?
Well, he's my brother.
I'll tell you what. How about you use this time to train Daryl to the quality that you would expect for somebody on your team? And we can use that training as a form of payment. Because what is more valuable than experience?
Shins.
Yes, and then after shins, experience.
More shins?
Yes.
Lev puts his hand on the gentleman. Practice kindness all day to everybody, and you will realize you're already in heaven now, my friend.
Exactly.
Lev, roll intelligence.
Oh, my God. Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you have plenty of it.
I do.
Yeah, you have an edge, even though.
Actually, you know what? Strike that.
Oh, no. You sure you don't want me to nail this out of the park?
No. I think just it kidding. Might be GM intrusion time.
Oh, snap.
I said that to myself.
XP, though. You get an XP, Sammer, so.
That's true. Well, two, you get to give one as well. Right. Or you can pay one for this not to happen. So when Lev steps up and says that, this guy mm-hmm. really like focuses on Lev and shockingly mm-hmm. Focuses on his forehead and says, "You're one of them? You're one of them? Is he with you?" He turns back to Dalen. "Is he with you? Mm-hmm. You want to pay an XP for this not to go down, or you want to take the XP to go?
Is he saying that as harsh as Lev is sensing it?"
Yeah, he's got some serious problem with Benthus.
Let's go with it.
Thanks. So you're going to take the XP?
Oh, yeah. I'll take the XP and give the other two out, Dalen.
All right, there you go.
Ha ha ha!
So he turns back to Dalen and say, "I don't have any business with those type after what they did. So I'm sorry. I'm going to stay right here. You can. You know what? Once you have that rude fella, the big fella, once you have him guard and stay there." I'm not going back up there if you're the kind of person that hangs around with somebody like that, pointing at Lev again. In fact, I don't think he's supposed to be here, so he probably needs to go before I hit him.
And I thought you were on your way up. I thought you were professional. Wait till the Baron hears about this.
Well, I don't think the Baron's going to be too excited to find out that you have some religious freak staying in his estate. Maybe you guys will be unhappy.
Huh. All right. That could have gone better.
But this time, it wasn't you, Dalen.
It wasn't my fault. Was it my fault?
Oh, my love.
It's clear. Time, we're going to call you guys the B team.
It's clear. Done?
It's clear. He notices that the gentleman's obviously upset, that I've interjected here. Oh, my friend, I apologize, my friend. I don't know what follower or acolyte of Benthus may have done to you in the past, but I can assure you, I mean you no harm, and we only think of your own good well-being. If a fellow acolyte of mine had wronged you in some way, I'm most sure that Benthus, would be most apologetic.
Get out of here, freak, before I hit you.
Ah. Okay. It's clearly, my presence is just upsetting. It's not helping this, and I apologize for my intrusion, and I'll be on my way. Dalen, good day, sir. I will catch up with you, later on the back. And he kind of, as he's leaving, listens, maybe I can talk Rue into possibly maybe throwing them a meal at the end of their shift every night. I'll do what I can. And then he just
right,
walks
I'm
out.
I'm confused now. So Lev's walking off.
He's walking off. He's walking off. He's clearly this guy is upset by him. He doesn't want to make matters worse, because he kind of, he's having flashbacks of what happened in Laertes' estate, with Dalen, he just kind of started digging a hole and it was just kept getting deeper. So to kind of quell the tension in the air, he's going to take leave of himself.
Okay. Dalen, what are you going to do?
Was this guy shutting me down too because of Lev?
He's had a very poor reaction to you, Lev, and that's splashed over on you now. So,
hold on, Lev. Lev comes right back and leans in real quick, and
pulling out his club.
Yeah, he kind of looks at him. Then he leans into Dalen. Dalen.
Yeah.
Hit me.
What is this?
Nope. Hit
I want you to hit me as
well. Oh, hit you.
Tell me to shut up and get the hell out of here and hit me.
Fool! How dare you talk when not.
But,
smack!
I was just trying to.
Smack! Silence!
Okay, enough! Please!
The guard smiles and steps forward and swings it. Lev as well.
Lev,
make a speed defense roll.
Thank you, my friend. I was afraid that he was going to strike me as well.
Okay, speed.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So he swings and he misses.
Okay, and he crawls away. He slowly crawls away. He doesn't, in a very undignified manner.
Yeah. And I try to stop the guard. I say, he seems to be retreating. I see your club is as quick as your wit. We're fortunate for that, but also is your mercy. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
You don't want to go get him and kill him? Because my buddy could watch, and I could go with you. Not kill him. We could beat him up real good, though. You're pretty good. I saw how you smacked him.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about guarding places? It's real easy. If they don't look like they belong, you tell them to go, and if they don't go, you hit them.
How do you think I recognized your quality?
I've guarded
many places. Some of the most fabulous palaces and estates throughout the land.
He looks a little big-eyed. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? And I see that potential in you. You just need to be given a chance. So where do we leave off? We were talking shins, if I remember correctly.
Well, shins are real important, but you did tell me there's other things that are more important, and not being around freaks like that. Is more important.
Yes, and he will not be there.
Yeah. I don't know. He made me really mad.
Great. I will see you tomorrow night, and your friend as well.
Bring
a date if you'd like. Surely a handsome young man.
He looks puzzled.
I'm still dating. The night world or whatever. your love, your lady love, your
my swipe right. Wow. On the off chance that Clay Stone ever listens to one of these. He's non-committal right now.
I can see. I can tell you're non-committal. I can intensely feel your lack of.
There's zero chance the word non-committal is coming out of his mouth, by the way. So.
All right. Well, sir, I've made my pitch to you. This is your opportunity. I suspect you're wise enough to see it and seize on it. I will see you tomorrow night. And with that, I. Turn it off.
Okay. All right.
Did you give him his two chins? You didn't, did you?
No.
Good. Good. Good.
I shake my bag a little bit as I leave.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
Ching, ching, ching.
All right. So, Lev, when you left, where did you go?
I just went down the street and kind of ducked in an alleyway and kind of looked over the corner of the building and just waited for him to leave.
Okay. So you see Dalen coming down the pipe shortly after. So what are you guys going to do now?
Lev is still kind of dusting himself off and everything. He's like, I sent, did you have to hit me so hard?
Sorry, my friend.
I think you kind of enjoyed that a little too much.
I was inspired by your novel idea. Apologize for that.
It was definitely convincing.
Both, we did our best.
Yes, yes. Sometimes, you know, I don't understand why people react in weird ways around Benthos.
So you guys heading back to the estate?
Yes, yeah.
Lev?
Yep, just following, you know. Kind of feels his jaw a little bit, you know, shakes it back and forth.
Okay. So another 30 minutes gets you back to the estate. So Hummet and Ribbonell, you were kind of cooling your heels around the estate, and, you know, a couple hours have gone by, you know, hour and a half, something like that, and in comes a somewhat disheveled-looking Lev. And a somewhat chastened-looking Dalen. I assume, you guys can roleplay it.
That Lev walks in, kind of pushes, slams open the door, and just kind of sees Hummet off to the side. And then I can see Hummet maybe was about to say something. He said, don't, and just keeps on walking.
Riminal's contemplating a snarky comment also.
Not right now. Roo!
Hummet's smile might actually reach his teeth.
Yeah. Roo!
And he's going to turn and look at Remenel and just kind of raise one eyebrow slightly.
Yep.
I'll be up in my room, Roo!
Dalen, anything you want to share when you come in?
Yeah, guys, still have a little more work to do on covering off on the estate. But we're working on it, so got to hang in there a little bit.
Yeah. Hommet's going to look at him and kind of go, well, you know, but since we changed our plan and we're going out in succession, I had a thought that maybe Reminel and I could take that bag of shins with us just in case we needed it.
Yeah, let me give everybody their shins back.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Dalen has returned everyone's original that they kicked in.
Dalen, about donating some shins to getting Nolly back.
Well, there is that. what are you thinking?
I don't know. Between Reminel and I, we have 8. Maybe, you know, between you and Lev, if we got maybe 4 or 6 more, just, I don't know. So that we would have something to put a down payment down, I don't know. I don't think it's going to come to that, and like, you know, I trusted you with my measly pile of shins. you can certainly trust us. If we can't use it for anything to help Nolly, we'll give it back to you.
Is there a resale value on these on this property?
No, this.
Dalen, here's what you know. Mm-hmm. You know that if you purchased a slave in Yushan, unless the slave had some really unique talents, it's unlikely you'd get a better price for that slave anywhere in the region. Pretty much, Yushan is the market. And so the buyers come to Yushan. Most of the buyers are in Yushan to start with, and those who are out come to Yushan to buy. So the odds of reselling Nolly later on and recovering anything, you'd probably take a loss if you resold Nolly. What your trade experience tells you.
Yeah.
And right, I really don't think that a certain someone in the group would let you resell. I don't know. I don't know what you're thinking. How this is going to go?
I'm just
the comment where you said still had a chance would definitely not be true anymore.
I will. I'll throw a handful of shins their way.
Okay.
Should we call it 6?
Sure.
Okay.
Dare we go disturb Lev's?
I don't want to
pity romp.
He still has Lev's shins. Remember Lev?
All right. So
yeah.
And Lev gave him 5, by the way. Just saying.
Yeah, Lev had more than either one of us.
Did he really?
We had 4 total, dude.
Wow. Is that all we've made? Didn't we originally strike out to go make money and find?
you went to discover the world. That's why you went.
It's about finding technology in Numenera. Shit.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking for a machine god, and that didn't pan out super well.
Has not panned out yet. Reminel.
Yet.
Machine god, sentient virus, 6 of 1, ooh, half a dozen another.
I like where this is going.
Or it was just a huge jerky tease on my part.
Either way,
I like it.
I'm on board.
I knew I had Hommet with sentient virus.
Oh, yeah. You had me at Numenera.
it is spreading much like a virus. All right. So, Hommet and Rimino, are you going to – how many shins have you collected?
I think we each got 3 from Dalen.
Okay.
So, it is what it is.
Okay. So, you're going to make your way to the market?
Yes.
To the market.
All right. Stopping anywhere on the way?
No.
I don't believe so.
Okay. All right. So you return to the market. When you first arrive at the market, can each of you give me an intelligence roll?
Do we have a difficulty we're rolling against, or is it unknown?
Unknown. So you can put points in it if you want to.
Nah, I'm just going to roll. Take that off. I mean, there's a difficulty on there, but.
Yeah. Boom.
These rolls haven't been going super well for me, so I'm gonna spend an effort.
Yeah. Well, you have an edge.
I have two edge.
Yeah. So, you should. Because you only have to spend one.
And that didn't do anything. Oh. I rolled the wrong one. I rolled a six.
But you spent, right? You spent one.
Yeah.
How did that?
I don't know what I did. I screwed something up.
Yeah. Okay. Just roll a straight d20 for me, because I'm.
Yeah, it's hard to tell whether that's a real d20. Oh, there you go.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so meta question, Jason. You want me to whisper this to you, or you want me to just do?
Is it about my past?
It would be about your past.
Yeah, I'll take a whisper.
Oh.
Hey, you volunteered to work, so I'm going to make you work.
That's right. I think it's /W. But you probably already
know. I'm just looking at something real quick.
And you may have to put the person's name in there.
Yep.
And when you're editing this, you can put some whisper music in here.
Whisper. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's probably some good.
Just in the background.
Yeah, some.
Some smooth jazz.
I could type. This would be great.
Getting, like, some horror whisper music.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah. Make the mood. I wonder what Google would say about whisper music. Oh, there's a band called the Whispers.
Yeah, speaking of Google, I Googled slave market images. Don't do that.
No, now I'm doing it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not terrible, but it's also like, yeah, I don't, I, that's not.
That's exactly how you get us to do it.
It needs to be in the ninth world, not in the real world.
Yeah, totally different. Yeah. I mean, I've done this before when I'm doing my recaps. Yeah, they're
this one's disturbing. Close.
There's an edgy slave market.
I think this might be a Star Wars slave market.
Maybe you need to do sci-fi slave market or something.
Alright. Took me a long time to type a very small amount of information. Not sure what was going on there, but...
Oh, Jesus. And Hamet probably feels me shudder and shut down pretty hard and maybe start walking faster.
Hamet's going to like kind of look around and see if I can see anything that may have triggered it.
Hamet, you're looking around. It's kind of what it looked like yesterday. You see people moving in and out of the market. You know, some of the people are, I'm going to say middle class, for the lack of a better term. Like they're definitely free class, but they're by themselves or with one person. And then you see people who clearly are more upper class. You can usually tell that because they'll have, an entourage, that's probably too grand a term. They'll have several members of their household guard, with them. And you can tell, and plus the way people are reacting to them, that, they're nobility, but you don't see anything inherently dangerous.
Can I tell if Reminel is reacting to a particular direction or group of people more than any other?
Well, Reminel, where in fact are you walking? Because what you were noticing as you were approaching the entrance to the market, you observed the thing that I
sent you. Near the entrance.
Correct.
So we'll keep walking. I mean, we do have a job to do. So maybe, you know, whichever direction it is, we'll say off to the right. So yeah, I glance to the right. Maybe I'm on the right of Hommet.
Okay.
And, when I notice that, I, kind of go to his left side and stay close, keep my head down and walk faster.
Hommet's okay. Gonna like puff up his chest and like just kind of like saunter big and, you know, like make himself big and kind of try and walk beside her.
Okay. And so Riminal, go ahead and make another intelligence test. The difficulty, the starting difficulty would be a 12, but you can spend to lower that.
So that's a 4.
Yeah, I'm sorry, it's a difficulty 4, so it's a target number of 12.
Yeah, difficulty 12 would be really hard.
Yes.
Impossibly hard.
I don't know why my thing's not working. Yeah, so I'll spend another effort. I'm trying to. Maybe that doesn't make sense. I'm probably pretty frazzled, so I'll just roll it straight up.
Okay.
That's a 2.
Ooh.
Yeah, good thing you didn't spend. That would have been a waste. Ooh.
So, Hommet, as Riminal slides to your left and you're making your way into the market, she was trying to go as far to the left as she could to get through the market entrance. And you now notice that there's a particular group, an entourage, for lack of a better term, in household colors. And one member of the entourage is staring intently at you and Riminal. Like, you guys have definitely caught this. It's a male. Looks like he's probably mid-20s. And you've definitely caught his attention.
Does he look like he's one of the, like, upper echelon?
He's dressed in household colors, so your perception is that he is in the employ of this house versus being a blood member of the house. Unless Jason wants to spend an XP to reroll that. So,
you know what? I will.
Okay. So thank you. Potentially thank forget you. That I said that.
Maybe.
Oh, motherfucker! Another 2. Okay. Yeah. So we'll just leave that there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So in fact, it happened. It was meant to be.
It was meant to be.
All right.
And I maybe still without looking up, but just kind of feeling Hommet maybe puff and tense a little bit. She'll kind of whisper, "We need to hurry."
Hommet will grunt. And then we'll start hurrying. Maybe we'll go through the entrance and try and move quickly in the opposite direction.
Yeah, to one side or the other way. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're making your way to in a hurry to the place you went yesterday?
Yeah, that's as good as anything. I mean, these guys were kind of loitering at the entrance to the market.
Yes.
So they weren't really moving. Yeah, well, I mean, my preference would be, like, if there's a threat to move, like, if they're kind of loitering on the right-hand side, if there was a way to kind of go left and then maybe work our way back around out of sight of the entrance, that's what I would. I would want to get out of view of the entrance as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Or maybe you even can kind of duck into something and,
right. Yeah,
and
if wait for a couple seconds. If there's a store or a bar inside the market or, you know.
Yeah, just the only thing in the market's the market. But, I mean, it's
a big open, like, auditorium.
It's an alcove?
Yeah. I'm not envisioning it as a big open area. I'm envisioning it more of kind of a series of different
holding pens, barracks, whatever you want to call them, spread around. There's a big entrance because they typically bring slaves in wagons and unload them, so they have to have enough room to bring a wagon in, turn a wagon around, you know, unload slaves, process them, this, that, and the other. And then there's a couple areas where they will do formal auctions. Riminal knows that today's there's no sign that today is a day where there's doing a formal auction. There are Riminal knows from experience that there are particular times when it's standardized, where there will be auctions, because that's when people who might be traveling from outside the city will be coming in to purchase slaves, and the slave sellers are aware of that as well. So they manage their supply to make sure that they're always able to participate in that. But on a day in and day out basis, it's not nearly as organized, unless somebody comes into slaves that they think would be highly sought after. They might even hold that slave back and wait to the next auction day because they expect to get a premium because there's going to be competition versus, for many people that are coming in to get a slave, they just need a slave to perform basic functions for them. There's, what do you got? Let me see. I'll take that one there. So it's a mix of an auction process and then just a straight purchase. Buy it now.
Yeah. Department store.
Yeah, I think we made that joke before. It's still a good one though.
Yes, we did.
So I kind of have a better feel, like that there's kind of these pens and stuff. I'm guessing that there's enough people milling around that, you know, Hamet's go, like, he feels like that there's some sort of, there's a threat, and he wants to get, wants to move and see if that threat is following.
Okay. So you're, are you moving quickly, but trying to,
not appear like we're running, right? We're not appearing like that we've noticed that there's anything wrong. But maybe we're trying to move in a business-like.
And how intently do you want to keep track of the person that you saw staring at Rimino?
I'm guessing that there would be a cost to trying to keep track of them intently. I think I'm okay with I'm going to try and pretend that I don't notice them. So
that's kind of –
yeah,
what I'm going for is, in other words, do you want to make it obvious that, hey, I see you looking at my girl, or do you just want to try to more covertly?
I'm going to go the covert route. So if I lose track on this guy, I'm okay. I want to kind of take some turns and see if it looks like we're being followed.
Okay, so go ahead and give me intelligence roll, difficulty 4.
I'm just going to roll it. Should have spent.
Could always spend an XP to re-roll that.
No, I will not.
Okay. All right. So you're mostly focused on getting away from the area without flat out running. Mm-hmm. So you cast some glances. You do figure out that he was not immediately following. But in the mix of people moving in and out, you kind of lost track of him. But he's not clear. He's clearly not immediately behind you or immediately around you.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right. So
you and Riminal gonna talk about what just happened?
Do we, like? Is there a place? Is it? Are there people all around, or is there a place where we can be, like, where we feel like no one would really be able to hear us?
There are conversations going on. You know, there are people bickering over prices. There are slave sellers who are, prodding and, chiding their slaves to, you know, line up or go from here or there. There's, you know, wagons coming in and out. So there's a decent amount of background noise that if you got out of the main pathway of walking, you could probably have a quiet conversation, and it would be very unlike someone have to be actively trying to overhear what you said to have any chance.
So Hammett's going to gently put her hand on Remnel's shoulder and guide her to one of those eddies and say, you know, I don't care what, you know, you don't have to tell me anything, but just tell me, what are we looking at? What's the risk here?
Oh, what is she going to say? I don't know that it's a threat, but I might have been recognized. I don't know that that will be trouble necessarily, but I might have been recognized from when I lived here before.
And is it that house we need to be watching out for?
It is that house.
What house is that?
They are the Karthos house.
Okay. And are they?
Are we changing this? Are we changing the spelling, Jason?
C A R R T H O S.
I had an A in there. I had Karthos. But I'm okay with Karthos.
Yeah, Karthos is what's in our document.
Okay. Well, look at that. I outsmarted myself. All right. So let's get rid of that.
So are they likely – you don't know. Are they likely to Hammett's kind of like not. This is easy to role play. But he's not able to put the words together. Is like, are they going to want to take you with them? Are they going to want to talk to you? Or you have no idea.
And I don't know that Remnel necessarily saw the guy looking. She noticed something else.
Hammett will, like, you know, one of the people in that group of House Karthos made us, right, staring intently at the two of us, probably you.
Just a second. Trying to read back into the backstory a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Rex, I was allowed to leave, right? Like, it was auspicious circumstances, but I wasn't. Maybe it was gray.
You left before any. Trying to speak in code.
Yeah.
The change in circumstances. That caused
Rex, what are you doing to me?
the change in circumstances that led to you leaving had other consequences that hadn't been formally addressed prior to you removing yourself from the situation.
Okay, so if I did catch that glimpse, So Remnel is definitely shaking, and she'll say, I don't think we're in immediate danger. Let's just say I didn't leave on the greatest terms and didn't expect to see what I just saw. I would rather ignore it. We're here to do a job. Maybe I can speak to Jobiah, maybe not speak to Jobiah. Maybe I can send word to Jobiah this evening. before we leave, but things are getting murkier.
So, and I think Hammett will see you're shaking, and I think this whole time his hand's still been kind of on her shoulder, and he might.
Yeah, she's definitely looking for support.
So he'll kind of, you know, maybe he'll even half put his hand on her back.
And so, kind of calming herself, she'll say, "I'm not keeping this from you. We can talk more, but now's not the time."
Yeah, Hammett's like, honestly, I don't care. I just want to keep us both safe. And I understand now is not the time. But let's go. And we need to keep a weather eye out.
Rex is dirty.
I just play off what you guys.
Oh, man, you're so good. That was so good.
What are you writing in the document or something?
No, he's
whispering to you?
Yeah. Just calling him like I see him.
So. Yeah, that's great. So he's tying threads, let's say.
That little role reversal that you played on me and Dalen, though, that seemed a little premeditated. That seemed a little premeditated, if you ask me.
It was not.
I threw Rex some shins before the session. I said, nice. Let me hit Samer. Let me hit him.
That was pretty awesome, actually.
I think it was your idea, though.
It was his idea, Samer. You got it. We need inspiration points. I'm giving Lev an inspiration point for that.
Well, he did give us an XP.
That's true. But I'm giving you a player inspiration point, which has actually no value. But
so I was literally while Dalen was doing that, and then I asked you to make the roll. I'd been shuffling my GM intrusion cards, and something I saw on one of the cards just struck me, and so I rolled with it. So God bless those little prompts every once in a while.
Seriously.
All right. So Hammett
this was the exclamation of "God damn it, Rex! What are you doing to me?" I like it.
No. That was the Dalen Lev on the road to wherever movie.
Oh! You're saying that was the intrusion? Yeah.
Yeah, that came off.
No,
the
card. I thought you just did a whisper intrusion into Remino.
Oh, he did, and that's where that came from.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
But that didn't come from the cards. Yeah.
But I'm being a bastard and not giving XP for it. So
that's nice. Fine.
Okay.
What kind of monster are you?
I am feeding this stuff to you and you're just shoving it right down. Right, so, yeah.
This is a codependent relationship. You give me more things to hammer your character with, and I feel compelled to hammer them.
Like I said earlier, I'm on board.
Yep.
I am on this train we'll be on in a couple days.
Yep. So, I've had this conversation.
Alafi.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So, so you make your way further to the area you had gone before. You see the same guy you saw yesterday, the House Marid guy. You see that there's a wagon up near the pen, and you see that a couple slaves are pouring like buckets of water on the wagon, and you notice that when the water's running out of the wagon, that they're basically washing blood off and out of the wagon.
So
the guy you spoke with the day before is there.
All right, so Hammett will head up to that guy and affect his kind of shoulders slouched.
Remnel's whispering, "See, I told you. Mommy is dead."
Hammett's gonna kind of make that shushing motion with his hand, and shuffle up to the guy, and kind of clear his throat in an awkward manner.
Okay. And he's like, you can tell he's busy. He's directing people. He's like, yes. I'm sorry. Yes.
I was, do you remember? I met you, yesterday. Maybe you remember we discussed you know, possibly.
We see so many people here. I'm sorry. Was there
the young boy and we had talked about that Alafi maybe had a shipment of slaves coming in that might have some items that I could be of interest to me. You had said that. I was just wondering if you'd heard of any new shipments coming in to the market.
He kind of like looks at the wagon you just walked by and kind of looks at you like, did you not see the wagon? Kind of look. Yes, we've just got a shipment in.
And if I was interested in looking at the shipment, I see that there's blood. Is something wrong? Did something happen?
There were some problems. There's some thieves out in the hills that are interfering with trade. And they're going to be dealt with. I can guarantee you they're going to be dealt with. So they created a few problems.
Yes. Yeah. That's horrible. But the shipment, what about the shipment? Was the cargo okay?
Most of the cargo is fine. I mean, with these things, you always you have to factor in taking, you know, some losses, some spoilage, you know, as you call it, in the process. But you know, most of the product arrived and is going to be sellable. So a few of them might need a few days to collect their wits, but they'll be all right. So.
So when do you know when they'll be the product will be available for purchase?
We're getting things sorted out right now. I suspect in a little while, you know, we'll be ready to go.
So come back. If I came back, maybe I'd be able to see the merchandise. Maybe if I came back in a couple hours.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay. So cut real quick. So, Rimmonel, you see Hamid up there talking with the guy, and you feel someone tap you on your shoulder, and at the same time say in a very pleasant voice, "You're far too beautiful to be in a place like this." And you turn. And you see someone you've seen before.
Is this Razia?
No, it's Alafi.
It's Alafi.
Make an intelligence roll for me. I'm not going to tell you the difficulty.
Alafi, so happy to see you. Killed it.
Boom. You nice. Sure did kill it. So there stands Alafi, and he's really giving you the bedroom eyes and the smile and kind of leaning into your space. His interest appears to be pretty obvious.
Does he not recognize me?
He seems to recognize you, okay. But he doesn't seem to be angry with you or feel threatened by you. His interest in you are very basic.
Work it, girl.
Yeah, see, that's...
Hamid, you kind of notice some movement over your shoulder. You turn and you see... very close to Rimmonel. The guy you recognize is Alafi. Mm-hmm. He's kind of got one hand on her shoulder. She's kind of half turned. He's looking down at her. He's got like if this was a Looney Tunes cartoon.
He's got the heart beating out of his chest kind of thing.
But no, not the heart beating. Rimmonel has changed to like a stuffed turkey. you know, with the
he's like the wolf.
Yep.
He's, but not in a dangerous way, more in a just
yeah, yeah. No, I understand.
In a Dire Straits kind of way.
Yes. Not, there you go.
Not
perfect.
Not reminiscent of any duck images on Slackbot.
So Hammett, just saying. Hammett is. I'm guess I'm walking away from this guy, who I was talking to, but I'm not going to walk directly back toward.
Yeah, and Reminel will kind of like hold her hand out behind her back, just kind of like, yeah. You know, like tapping the air, like, well, you know, let me see where this goes for a second.
Yeah, yeah. So Hammett's going to kind of circle. He's going to head kind of in an orthogonal direction from the. The slaver that he was talking to and Alafi. So kind of maybe melt into the crowd, keep an eye on him, but try not to be obvious about it.
And I can't no matter what I do, it feels a little bit problematic since I'm playing a female character, so I'm going to roll a d20 and let that kind of guide me a little bit.
Sure.
Okay, so she will lean in.
Nice.
All right. And noticing the hunger in his eyes, kind of say, so what did he say? You're far too beautiful for a place like this.
Correct.
Sometimes beauty only shines in the darkest and dirtiest of places.
Wow. They don't get much darker and dirtier than this, that's for sure.
Indeed. I've heard tell of you around these parts.
No grudges about that event up in the mountains?
It is what it is, right? We all have our affairs to tend to. In fact, what brings us here today? We need some assistance on our while we're in town, and you know, could use some more help around the house. Maybe you have some wares you could, and she kind of like scoffs at him, peddle while we're here.
Affairs, such an interesting choice of words.
Indeed.
Make an intelligence roll. Hold on one second. Let me look at something before I tell you what the difficulty would be. Look at Alafi's character sheet. Oh, interesting. Messed that up. All right. Make an intelligence roll. Level 6.
Yeah, I'll spend an effort. I'm trying for this.
Okay.
You said difficulty 6, right?
Mm-hmm.
Close. You're one off.
One off, man. Unless my physical performing arts has anything to do with this. Although that's speed. That's not intelligence.
So his hand that was on your shoulder kind of just slides down the side of your body a little bit. Not clearly in an out-of-bounds place, but...
Approaching.
And he leans even further in. And Hammett, you can see this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna, wouldn't even make you want to roll for that. I wouldn't want Hammett to miss this for the world. So he leans a little further... Alafi leans a little further in. And he says... Your looks will get you far, but I came out of these pits. I know one I know one of my kind when I meet them. Do you want to try again? You could tell me that you're here to see the great Alafi. I might be willing to believe that.
And she'll, you know, kind of slightly chuckle. You caught me red-handed. A friend of mine were in a tavern you might know, the Fighting Crown, and
know it well. Many of my fans.
Yes, the proprietor spoke very highly of you and told such stories that I could hardly believe that the gruff man I met in that dusty village could be the great Alafi from the Fighting Pits.
Don't listen to all those shameless lies that he tells about me. He's just drumming up business for his bar.
But still, word gets around. The champion of the pits is not one to escape notice.
You're hard to escape notice as well.
Drop it like a saw.
I was going to say, is Sammer beatboxing?
I'm assisting Rubino's seduction.
I think this might be more of a Barry White situation.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. This is kind of like a whisper. Feel like a Yin Yang Twins kind of thing.
Roll intellect again, Rubino.
And Hammett's watching more intently. And wondering if Remino is still making the finger gesture behind her back.
Yeah, it's kind of still. Let's wait this out. It's a 7. That's not very good.
Yeah. Oops.
It might be buy me a drink territory here. And Alafi, we said works for the Marie family,
right? Correct. Yep.
Son of a bitch. I don't come to one session and all of a sudden.
It's all about you.
It's all about me.
The fans demand it.
They
demand
fan service, baby.
So it is.
Command performance.
So Remnel behind her back will kind of like one finger out, like hold on, but to Alafi she will say, speaking of the Fighting Inn, why don't you buy me a drink?
What a wonderful idea.
I'd like to hear more. And she chuckles a little to herself. You caught me dead to rights. I know a thing or two about the Fighting Pits, and you have me intrigued. I need to hear tell of your great adventures in the great Fighting Pits of Yushuan.
If you keep flattering me this way, young, I'm sorry. You have the benefit of my name. I don't have the benefit of yours.
Does she give him a fake name?
Reggie.
Where's my... I can't find my dark liquid. Does she give him... Oh man, yeah. I think she gives him a fake name. She'll hold her hand out and like the ladylike shake my hand, you know, like fingers pointed down. Do we go with Regina? Let's go with Regina.
Okay. I like it.
All right. Regina. What a wonderful name. So quaint. Regina, if you continue to flatter me, who knows what you might be able to get away with?
I can't.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I can't. Keep going with it.
Samra's almost there.
Ooh.
Oh, man. Hamet, what are you doing?
My eyes are bright, but I'm still hanging back. It's probably not too hard to spot me in the crowd. But I'm still hanging back.
Okay. So, Remenel?
So I guess we go to the Fighting Crown.
All right. Let's cut scene there. Lev and Daylan, you guys are at home. Smarting over your failures to clearly secure guards to protect the house. What are you guys doing?
I'm writing you a note.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are we just hanging out in the kitchen, kind of?
It's up to you. At one point, you were going up getting some solace.
No. Lev was just needing a little time and space. That's all. Clearly, we don't have the same kind of mojo as the Hamet Lev team. But it is funny.
What time is it?
It's the probably just after lunchtime, I suspect. So,
are we down in the kitchen, basically, kind of?
I don't know where you are. That's why I asked the question.
I'm talking to Daylan. Are we kind of just chilling out right now in the kitchen, kind of looking at each other, kind of, you know, trying to find a way to broach what just, you know, talk about what just happened? I know what you're going to say, Daylan. Mm-hmm. I know. I guess I deserve that. You know. This has not been our day.
Yeah, it's certainly been tough. I could use a drink. Do you think you could find me something?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Yeah, let me give you some of this. Rue introduced me to this earlier. Yeah, it's quite tasty. Quite tasty. Yeah, it tastes a little fruity, but it does the trick. You know, it opens it up for him. Gives it to him. You know, I kind of.
There's a knocking on the door.
Okay.
And Ravina kind of looks at you, Lev.
I'll go get it. I might as well make myself useful for something today.
Okay.
And so he walks in over to the door and open and, you know, is there a peephole?
Sure.
Do we just, okay, yeah, kind of like, do I recognize the person on the other side?
You don't.
Okay, what can I do for you, sir?
You opening the door?
No.
I have a message. A message
from who?
From my boss. Arsini Laertes.
Oh, okay. Hold on one second. opens up the door. You know. Yes. What can I do for you, Sarah?
Yes, you are the acolyte of Benthus, I see. Yes.
I was. Yes, sir, I am. What can I do for you, sir?
Although I am
no longer an apprentice, it's been quite some time since I have walked the path of Bezos, but I did. We did cross paths at one point in my life.
My apologies. Yesterday you met with my lord, Lord Laertes. You made quite an impression, and one of the impressions you made was that you'd be returning today to have a sit down and have a conversation with him to discuss in greater length your study of Benthus and the revelations you've had and the experiences you had. He was quite anticipating that.
As much as I am honored that he finds, you know, my previous life, you know, of great interest, but I honestly cannot bring myself to meet with him today. I most sincerely apologize, and I hope that he would be interested in meeting with me at another time, but I am just, I've had
Lev, we have time. We have time, perhaps. I can watch the home. I don't miss this opportunity.
My boss would be, my lord would be very disappointed, and he's not someone that likes to be disappointed. He was quite insistent that I return with you.
Looks back at Dalen. Thanks, Dalen.
I give him the thumbs up. All right.
And it kind of just, you can hear my teeth almost grit as I'm looking at him. You know, I look back at the gentleman. Sure, I guess. Let me gather a couple of things and I'll be with you shortly.
He will be delighted.
All right, I will. Please let Mr. Liatis know that I will meet with him within the hour.
My instructions were quite specific. I am to return with you.
That's most. And it kind of just mutters to him, inconvenient. Okay. All right. I will be one moment. So if you could please just wait outside for me. And he shuts the door. Nice. You know. Yeah. Thanks. Looking at Dalen.
Yeah. Oh, what an opportunity, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, our day has been going so well so far. What, you know.
This is your chance to dig it out, Sammer. Come on.
Turn it around.
Just can't let a Benthos man just can't lie in his own misery for a little while.
Benthos would be very, very disappointed if that thought actually passed Lev's lips into the world.
I know. I'm not a perfect man.
Not that you believe Benthos is a god.
I strive to be. But, you know, we all have our faults. Lev is thinking to himself this.
What would Benthus say about your faults?
What would Benthus say? What is it? Without change? What is a famous Benthus saying? I think I heard him say it once. Without change, change doesn't happen. Something to that effect. Never mind. Obviously, Hamet's not in the room right now. God, that was such an inside joke. Only like one person.
Sorry.
Jason's not even giving me a smirk.
I was muted. I'm laughing.
Okay. I'm laughing.
Okay.
You're getting it. Don't worry.
Yeah, you're
nailing it.
Okay. Oh, goodness. All right, let's do this. But I wasn't.
I think Benthus would say that your faults are the foundation of your empathy.
Well, see, I was hoping that we would, I was hoping that we could send, have Rue talk to her sister and scout out the place first. But oh well, I guess I better play this by ear. All right. So he gathers himself and, he's, and kind of makes himself a little presentable, licks his fingertips and kind of straightens his hair.
Okay.
And opens the door and lead the way, good sir.
All right. And he takes you on the way to the Laertes estate. Let's cut back to the slave market. Riminelle, you are making your way out of the market with the dazzling and charming Alafi.
And Hammett's following.
How far are you following, Hammett?
Close enough to keep him in sight, but as far back as I can, just keeping them in sight.
Okay. Hammett, roll intelligence for me. Not going to tell you the difficulty?
Well, then I'm just going to roll it. Sure. 4.
Okay. So you're intently focused on Riminelle walking out with Alafi, that you don't really realize until the last moment that there are two House Carathos or Carthos. Well, actually, 3 House Carthos guards who basically were basically standing in front of you, and you just weren't tracking them because you were so, for some reason, intently focused on what Riminelle was doing. Mm-hmm. And so, literally, you almost run right into them, and there's 2 off to a side, and then the one that you saw before looking is kind of standing a foot or 2 back. And they, each of the 2 on the side, kind of grab you by an arm. And the one that said before, "Excuse me, would you mind talking to us for a few minutes?"
As soon as they go for my arms, I'm going to fight back.
Okay. Yeah. All right, let me do this. We just had some thunder here that has awoken a child, so... I probably need to get some water and a quick restroom break anyway. So let's take a few minutes. You guys can talk amongst yourselves. I fortuitously do not have to work tomorrow, so I've got some more time, depending on what everybody else's schedule is doing. So keep that in mind. I'll be back in a few minutes.
All right.
Hey, Jason, are you still in the room?
I'm here.
What's that? What's the condition of that Hellenus? Is that still up for grab?
It is. Yeah. It's. I don't know. I haven't looked at it in a couple of years, but I've only played it once. It's stickered, but I got it new, stickered it, and played it once.
Oh, okay.
It's been on the shelf since then.
All right. I'll take that from you. Apparently, Jesse is a big fan of that game, and I was hoping to maybe play him. And yep. Pick up a copy. That's very generous price. $10. What's the shipping?
13, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
I can get it in the mail tomorrow. I'm sending a couple other things.
All right. Hold on a second. Yeah, just if you want to geek mail me your PayPal, I think have I bought something from you before? Can't remember.
I don't know.
Yeah, if you want to send me, you want to do this via PayPal? I assume.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Should I just put it on the podcast? Tell everyone, hey, if you...
No, no. I was going to say...
If you want to PayPal me, you can PayPal me.
Yeah, just keep email me or whatever, and I'll shoot that off to you after we get off. Cool. Thanks, man. 23. Very generous of you.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get rid of stuff.
Yeah, I don't own any block games, but... look, Jesse swears by it, and the only game I have that covers that period is that Polis game that I'm playing. And that's actually quite – I'm soloing it, just learning the rules, but it seems like it's going to be a hoot.
Polis is excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't know how you would say it. Hellenes, But it's fun, but it's one of those things, like, I'm not crazy about the time period. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to play a block game, I typically go for Hammer of the Scots.
And, yeah.
So it was just kind of one of those things that it just didn't get played.
Yeah, I was basically wanting to get it just because I don't own any actual war games on that particular period. And so I wouldn't consider Polis really a traditional war game. So, yeah, this would – and then the only other – there aren't a whole lot of – you know, surprisingly, considering how popular the period, or at least I thought it was popular, there aren't that many games out there that are worth playing. The only other one that I think Mitch recommended was Epic of the Peloponnesian War, but that was more That's of a huge. Monster. Yeah, exactly. This one sounds like it's kind of like an evening kind
does,
of
thing. Does of he game. Recommend it, or is he kind of messing around with it? I mean, I think it's got some interesting aspects, but I'm not sure he's like saying it's a great game. I think there are parts of it that like. You think so? Okay.
That's the impression I got.
Yeah. No, I think they I think it's got some issues, is what I've heard.
Oh, does it? Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a lot of interesting stuff there, and there's things they like about it, but.
Okay. Do you own a copy still?
Of Epic of the Peloponnesian War.
Were you talking about Epic or were you talking about Helen?
Oh, I was talking about Hellenist. Were you thinking that Mitch liked Hellenist?
Yeah, Jesse likes Hellenist. Mitch recommended Epic EPW.
I was talking about Epic of the Peloponnesian War. It's big. It's a monster game, right? It's not. Yeah,
it's huge, right? Like it's bigger than big.
Yeah.
It's
you know, it's one of those 30-hour type games.
Yeah, Mitch even they're not even going by the. I guess Mitch and Johan. I think they're playing it at the Donkey Kong this year, and they've actually clarified some rules. They're house ruling a few things.
Yeah.
And, he sent me a copy of it, but he seems to like it.
No, I think they really enjoy the game. Mm-hmm. It's just whether you think, you know, you can enjoy a game and not be, you know, if you're house ruling stuff, obviously it needs a little polishing, right?
Mm-hmm. True. That was the one thing when I was researching it. Yeah, that was the one thing people were bellyaching about. The rules were a little shoddy in some areas. There's actually, I think, an official attempt to try and clarify certain things, but I don't think they ever published it. And Mitch kind of, I guess, has his own little thing going.
I see.
Cool.
Is Dalen still with us?
I am.
He's pretty quiet. For a smooth talker, he's pretty quiet.
I'm nose deep in my second fleet rule book. I was going to say, all day today I've been thinking about that game.
That's such a great game.
Yeah, it's fun. That was a lot of fun last night.
Yeah.
You guys, what did you do? What did your scenario?
One and two. Yeah.
They must be pretty quick, because I don't think I've ever played a scenario in that game that fast. But we always start with, like, the advanced scenarios.
Yeah.
Yeah, these are... Ty knows me.
Okay. Yeah. That's
judging.
My list of games he put the training wheels on for me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it.
I was
kicking myself for how many rules I missed last night.
Yeah.
But Mitch is making me nervous. But he got them wrong too, right? Like he had a couple third rules in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, GM back. So I don't know how long I'll be back because it looks like we're going to get a pretty good thunderstorm in here, which means the dog and
over time.
Yeah, the dog and the boy are both going to be demanding daddy. So.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Sorry.
So, Hammett. Give me two speed rolls because these guys basically have the drop on you. They're both going to be difficulty.
Oh, is Reminil seeing this?
Probably not because I'm following.
No, because he's following. So depending on what happens, Reminil may become aware. So two speed rolls. Each one of them is a difficulty 4.
Okay. Can I spend effort on both, or one, or none?
I'm going to say that you can spend on both because you're basically
– That's two different. Yeah.
Yeah, because you're defending. They're trying to grab you. You're defending. And so what they say is defense is a special action that basically anytime you get attacked, you can try to defend because I don't make attack rolls in the game. So you're all basically right. Making all the rolls.
Ooh, there's number one. Do you want me to roll the other one?
Yes.
What's that minor effect look like?
Well, that's what we're going to find out in a minute.
All right. And so I spend two.
For the listener, he rolled a 19.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to spend another two and do it again.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay. So these guys go to grab you, and while they had the drop on you, for some strange reason, Halmet was in an agitated state. And so even though they had the
my
drop
sword
on
was out.
You – no, your sword wasn't out.
No, no, that's my metaphorical sword.
That was a euphemism.
Yes, there you go. They go to grab you, and at the moment they're really in your space, you react just – with blinding speed, and they're both going to fail. Describe your minor effect on how – what role you play in them failing because they're both going to clearly fail. But one of them really – really it went backwards for the guy, his efforts to grab you. So describe that. I have an idea, but I want to see what you come up with.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. Your idea may be better, but we'll see what I can do. I'm envisioning like – you know, I'm kind of, you know, you described it pretty well. I've got my eyes fixed on Reminel and Alafi, and these guys kind of come out of nowhere. You know, maybe I catch a glint in the corner of my eye as they're, you know, they come out from both sides. And the third guy's maybe leaning back and saying, you know, starting to bluster a little bit. But they're both kind of grabbing my arms, and I'm just gonna my hands are gonna collapse down, and I'm gonna kind of fold in on myself, and then I envision this as like a Jackie Chan move, right? Where I have, you know, maybe I don't know. There's no prop I can think of that I would have, but I'm just gonna kind of slide back, and the guys are gonna just kind of go in front of me. And as one guy's arm goes by, I'm gonna just kind of push it enough that he basically his fist ends up smacking the one guy in the jaw, the other guy that was trying to grab me. So they're like gonna collide in front of me, and one guy's gonna get smacked in the face.
Okay, that's pretty similar to where I was gonna go with it. So effectively, they both missed you, and you've evaded their effort to grab you. And now you're kind of, in my mind, the one guy who ended up hitting the other guy kind of carried them both in that same direction, and you've stepped the opposite direction. So now they're off to one side of you, and you've got the guy who was a few feet back facing you. And he watches this unfold, and he brings both hands up in front of himself. And wait, friend, I'm sorry. I just want to talk to you for a minute.
And Hamet's gonna glare at him and say, grabbing someone is not often the wisest course of action when you just want to talk. And he's gonna kind of turn so that, you know, those guys can't sneak up behind him. But if he goes, if you want to talk.
So the one guy's kind of rubbing his jaw. So, and my son is just making this really hard. The one guy's rubbing his jaw, and the other guy's kind of like, oh, I'm sorry I hit you, man. That guy's fast. And what you notice then is the guy who's held both hands up. this is just going down the drain fast. He gestures to the two like hold and says, what do you know about the woman that was with you?
I'm going to say I know she's my friend. And I don't like people that are trying to use her ill.
He says, where did you meet her?
I'm going to say, I really am not comfortable answering these kind of questions when I don't know what your intentions are.
Do you know why she's here?
What part of what I just said don't you understand?
Well, I need to know why she's here. I need to talk to her. Maybe you can ask her to meet with me somewhere discreet. You're welcome to stay there if she's willing to have you.
I can talk to her. I'm willing to do that. What name should I give her?
You can tell her Razia wants to speak with her.
And where do you want this meeting? Where do you propose this meeting takes place?
Somewhere discreet.
Does Hammett? Yeah, Hammett really doesn't have any. Yeah, Hammett's not a on your feet kind of thinker. Is there a place I can send a message send to a you message to you arrange the place arrange for the meeting? The
I do not want you coming to House Karthos. I would prefer to address this away from the house.
Understood. Can I send a message?
Well, I can send someone to get a message from you. Where can I send that person?
I'll give him the name of the bar where she and Alafi were going. Send them there this evening at, you know, the equivalent of 8 p.m. or whatever. And
very well.
Ask the bartender for a message from R.
Okay. He gestures for his two guys to step out of the way. So, Riminal, do you want to make an intelligence roll to see if you caught what was going on?
I would love to do that.
Okay, it's going to be difficult. Alafi is quite charming.
Yeah.
Oh, for the listeners, nice. Jason just rolled a 20.
All right. So, you clearly caught what's going on. What major effect do you want to associate with this?
Oh.
Sometimes you don't want to roll a 20 because you have to think up shit.
Well, so yeah, I'm just trying to know that that conversation took place. So maybe go ahead.
I was going to say, normally I would have said, you know, you're far enough away that you see the commotion and you can look back and see, but it's major effect time.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to bend things a little bit.
Telepathic link, Jason.
So, yeah, the tussle creates enough of a stir that she does kind of stop and look back. She notices or recognizes Razia. And maybe reads Hammett's lips as he's saying, you know, or setting the meeting place, which maybe snaps her out of the charm, not spell, but, you know, whatever depths she's in with Alafi, that she'll still accompany him, but but is able to be a little bit more strategic with her convert or her her meeting with Alafi.
All right, so I think it's fair to say that you saw this, you processed Razi, you processed that this situation that you and I know about, you as the character, I as the GM, mm-hmm. The reality that situation is now creating problems for your friends has a sobering effect.
Sure.
And so the passing positive feelings of being the subject of such dazzling romantic attentions from such a smooth operator as Alafi pales in comparison to the people you've bled with and fought with and gone through this stuff with, and so you realize what's important. You're still going with Alafi because you've got this mm-hmm. play to make, but you're going to go on much more level footing into that process.
Sounds like that was a really useful 20.
Yeah, that was a good 20 for you. So
it was a good minor effect too. The speed rolls helped.
Oh yeah, no, I liked it.
Okay. Very nice.
Love fest.
Bramino working the gifts from Mama Gabe.
Work it, girl.
So Hamit, you have kind of had this standoff, and you, as you turn back to reacquire what's going on, you just catch Riminal turning, you know, her head back. So you got a sense that she caught something of what goes on, but she's continuing on with Alafi. And we cut scene real quick to, you know, this is kind of like the end of 24 when they start putting up the split screen with what's going on.
Now we need that sound effect.
To Lev.
Your son thought that was funny.
Oh, yeah. He's having a blast over here. So to Lev walking with the Laertes servant approaching the Laertes estate. And Daylan left to his own devices in the Tychronis estate, kind of waiting for people to come back.
Nice.
And my timer on my phone went off. So
no, it sounds like the 24.
That's I was going to say, I thought it was the 24.
Yeah. All right, so I think we're going to call wrap here. So I think that was a good session for us.
Oh, it was awesome.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. Solid. Yeah. Very good.
Okay.
Very fun.
So I don't know. Okay, buddy, can you give me just 1 second? I don't know that we're going to get another session in before Donkey Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So, because at some point I really need to read the Fall of Delta Green rules if I'm running that on the Friday night of Donkey Kong. And I got a DCC to run between now and then mm-hmm. and some training to do for Donkey Kong on Epic of the Peloponnesian War. So I'll probably get us doodle some dates in May. To get back in.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like it.
Excellent.
I like our characters. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Really
super fun.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Yeah. Well, just, I even like listening to the Lev and Dalen show because it just cracks me up.
Oh Lord.
Good time. Keep an eye on your email. There probably will be some little plot story stuff that I'm working on here and there. So I'll be probably asking some questions and just, you know, a slight GM nudge. You know, Jason's fed me a lot of stuff that's given me a chance to create the feedback loop. So feel free to think about your characters, and if you want to give me some more stuff to work with.
I don't know.
Hamit, we really haven't done much with your backstory yet.
Yeah.
I see a few things there that potentially I could dig into. So.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Hamit's pretty standoffish. He doesn't like GM intrusion.
Yeah.
All right.
He builds the wall. I don't know. I'll think about it.
All right, boys.
Yep.
Good work tonight.
Yeah.
And thanks for work. You too. Yeah, that was great. Yep.
See you in the next session.
Yep.
All right.
Good night, boys.
Good night, boys.